listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters scrambled to make further progress against wildfires that have killed at least 16 people in the Los Angeles area, but forecasters are again warning of more dangerous weather.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
That's L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office says five of the deaths have been attributed to the Palisades fire, and 11 resulted from the Eaton fire. The South, meanwhile, finally thawing out. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says people involved in the incident at the Capitol January 6th of 2021 will get a fair shake from the Trump administration, and says not all who committed some of those crimes should be pardoned.
I think it's very simple. Look, if you protested peacefully on January the 6th, and you've had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned.
J.D. Vance spoke with Fox News on Sunday about President-elect Donald Trump's promise to use his clemency power on behalf of many of those punished in relation to the event. More from townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE. Five.
It's 6:03, time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
On the Beltway south side at Curtis Bay, about 545, the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up for about 10, 12 minutes or so. So right now, that's still recovering. The backup that would be left over would be on the outer loop towards the ramp at Quarantine Road. The inner loop over to Route 10 has already cleared. A couple of things as we get underway. Perry Hall Boulevard at Silver Spring Boulevard. Report of an accident there. There's a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Looks like delays are already back towards 198 and 197, and in the last 45 minutes, they're just now clearing a wreck coming south from Frederick. I-270 a little bit slow in the area at Urbana at Route 80. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday, no rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 26 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Public schools on Maryland's Eastern Shore will be opening 90 minutes late this morning due to icy road and sidewalk conditions. Schools in Queen Anne's County also 90 minutes late today. There's also no morning pre-K. A 90-minute delay as well for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties will also be 2 hours late. A security guard is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting at a McDonald's in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road near Cold Spring Lane about 4 p.m. They found a 38-year-old guard suffering from gunshot wounds. He later died at the hospital. An investigation is underway after two people were found dead in Baltimore County's Woodlawn precinct on Saturday evening. Police responded to the 3400 block of Aurora Lane for a cardiac arrest call for service. When they got there, they found a man and a woman dead. Detectives have identified the victims as 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 343. Pick 4, 7874. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinon Sports is up next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be the Ravens and the Buffalo Bills Sunday night in Buffalo for an AFC divisional playoff game. Ravens took care of business Saturday night with a convincing 28-14 win over the Steelers, and the Bills took care of Denver yesterday 31-7 the final. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh after his team dominated its division foe on Saturday night.
I think they came out and they understood how to win a football game like this. They knew how to win it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to execute it and do it. And they did it, and I'm proud.
Ravens rushed for 299 yards.
I appreciate everybody being here.
Ravens playoff record and the most the Steelers have ever allowed in a playoff game. NFL playoffs yesterday, Philadelphia over Green Bay, 22-10 was the final. And how about the finish in Tampa Bay last night?
From 37 to send Washington to the final 8.
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC. Doinked their way in, indeed. 23-20 over the Bucks, and the legend of Jaden Daniels continues. Coming up at 6:35, a complete look at next week's NFL playoff picture. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Monday morning, folks. 6:09 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has today off. We also be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we have one day this week. We're at full strength. But, of course, we are here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Executive producer Kristen Hagerick and I are ready to put together a very good show for you between now and then. And, boy, there's a lot of ground to cover. I mean, there is a boatload of ground to cover. But much of it has to do, at least initially this morning, with California in one wrinkle or another. This is a very interesting conversation because there's a guy out there. You're going to hear from him at some length during the course of this hour. He is a defense attorney and an evacuee. He lives in the Los Angeles area. And he has some pretty strong feelings about what went wrong and exactly what should be done now that it has gone wrong. And he names names and gives particulars. So that's, you know, that's coming up. Mark Lewis has a great piece on Town Hall this week. He said, I'm sorry, but I'm having a lot of difficulty having any empathy for the people of Los Angeles and California. They voted for this, and elections have consequences, especially when you put into office utterly evil, vile, incompetent people who care only about their own power and petty fiefdoms, and who are too irresponsible or evil or both, to understand the eternal principles of right and wrong and common sense that God put into place to govern humanity. And the last sentence describes California politicians to a T, and it has for decades. So, again, this is Mark Lewis. So, again, I'm struggling to find sympathy for the citizens of that state. I've been trying to teach people history for most of my life. I spent a decade in California teaching history to college students at two different schools, and I obviously did a terrible job at it. And I'm not going to let Gavin Newsom blame me like he's trying to blame everybody else but himself for his own ineptitude, depravity, and total lack of virtue. It's not like the history of the left-wing Democrat Party record of incompetence and ineffectiveness and evil and the consequences thereof don't exist for all to see. There's no excuse for stupidity. And I don't feel sorry for people who have eyes to see but simply refuse to open them. And look, quote, to learn, you have to listen. To improve, you have to try. That's Thomas Jefferson writing that. It's virtually impossible to see any of that in the blue state, particularly in California, the sewer by the sea. They are by the ocean, folks, and they ran out of water. Think about that concept. They're next to the Pacific Ocean. They had a lot of rainfall. There's been a very wet couple of seasons. And they ran out of water and continue to run out of water on a daily basis, despite their best efforts. Jefferson also said, by the way, the government you elect is the government you deserve. And experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. This isn't simply a matter of history. It's a matter of what we're seeing right now in California. Is there anybody in California who knows the first thing about history, how to read, understand, well, beyond Victor Davis Hanson? You know, Colonel Curl is out there. Thomas Sowell remains in that cesspool, I think. Indeed, I lived 15 years of my life there, and now I will unequivocally say that I have some very, very wonderful people in California, many of whom have since wisely moved out. Some of the best friends I ever had and some of the best people I've ever known come from my days in California. I might not be alive today if it weren't for two incomparable persons in California who cared infinitely about me 25 years ago when I had cancer. And he goes on. Okay. I'll get this piece posted on Bruce's Brain on Facebook for you in a handful of minutes so that you can check the entire thing out. But it is a complete condemnation of the politics of California. And here's my question. Is he right? Think about this. Is he right? How much sympathy should we have for people who elect officials who put them in this situation? Not just once, not just twice, but at every level over and over again. 410-WCBM-68 if you want to weigh in. 613 right now. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic with all the threes.
We have a problem on the BW Parkway. The wreck is between 197 and Powder Mill Road. I just saw another police car heading south right over 197. So big backup there. It's 197, 198 going south, and the traffic right now is going maybe 3 to 5 miles an hour southbound. Some traffic getting by, but very limited, so we have a quick backup. Might want to move over to Route 1 or 95 South to go around that. The accident coming south out of Frederick this morning has cleared. Now the road is open. That was on 270 southbound in Urbana at Route 80, and the lanes are back open. We did recover from the Curtis Creek drawbridge being up for a while there in Curtis Bay. All of that back up now between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road has cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Today's sunny and a high 45. Chuck, overnight temps in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny, high 34. And for Wednesday, a high only 32 degrees. Should be sunny and dry through at least Friday of this week. Talk Radio 680, WCBM is our call letters. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. And Chuck, after this weekend, reading the stories about what's happening out of California, I contrast two governors. I contrast Governor DeSantis in Florida and Governor Newsom in California, and how each of them has handled major disasters as they've come through. You guys had a tremendous hurricane come through, eventually went up to western North Carolina.
Sure.
And DeSantis was on it.
Several hurricanes in Florida over the years, and he's been right there every day.
Yeah, and he does seem to have the philosophy, the buck stops here.
Correct.
You know, when you ask, curiously, when you ask Gavin Newsom exactly that question, we have the audio later on this morning, but he basically dodges it. You know, he says, I could have just call me the mayor of California then. Really? So you throw Karen Bass under the bus real quick, right? I mean, that's right. Just back in the country from Ghana. Yeah. So I just toss her under the bus.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, you know. A couple hundred million dollars worth of cuts, fire department, no water in the reservoir, and they know these fires happen every year at this time.
Yeah.
Every year.
Because it's geology, folks.
Yep.
It's geology and meteorology. There's a large dry basin right near California. I forget exactly what they call it. But the air there gets very, very dry.
Yep. Dries out the ground.
Right.
It's Santa Ana winds. Yep. And all you need is a spark.
Yeah, it simply goes through. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that you're going to hear from this lawyer, this evacuee, well, a fascinating guy. One of the things that he posits is, where were they when they were supposed to be taking care of the electrical grid? You have hurricane-force winds coming through, mm-hmm. these Santa Ana winds. Literally, these are hurricane-force winds, 100-mile-an-hour winds. Where were they to say, shut down that part of the electrical grid?
Sure. One pole goes down, the whole thing goes with it.
One pole goes down, not only does the whole thing go with it, but so do all the dry grasses around that pole.
And they did no deforestation this past season.
No, because after all, the environmentalists say that it's nice to let nature be nature.
Right.
Of course, Finland tried that, and eventually they learned better. And now they groom the forests annually, and they've no longer had any of these problems. None.
A couple of million gallon reservoir, completely dry.
And yet Gavin Newsom taking water from Northern California, a very wet couple of years, mm-hmm. and instead of sending it south to the reservoirs, just shunted it off into the Pacific.
Right.
What the hell's going on? I mean, you look at this, and again, this piece I just mentioned, you know, how difficult it is to feel sorry for people who've kind of brought this on themselves. It's different in Florida. It's different around Asheville, North Carolina. This wasn't the actions of an elected official who put them in a horrible spot.
Right.
It is the position, and it is the situation in California, where neglect by officialdom on the Democrat side over and over again have put these citizens at risk. The problem is, Chuck, the people keep voting for these jackasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as long as they're going to do that, it's very difficult for me to have a whole well full of sympathy come up.
Yep. I saw Justine Bateman say, look, from now on, don't look at the D or the R behind the name. Vote for the person who can do the job.
Yeah.
The way it should be anyway.
Yeah, Joe Concha writes for The Hill, and he has said basically the same thing. You know, he has said that this could be the end of the complete dominance of California politics by the Democrats because they've seen the consequence.
But who's going to be in charge of firing all these people? Is that Newsom, I assume?
Well, yeah, except he can't fire himself or won't fire himself.
No.
He has people to fire. He'll throw a lot of people under the bus because that's who he is. But you know what? The entire time, his hair will look marvelous.
Yeah. And all these folks that are throwing these aspersions around are all DEI hire types.
Yeah. You don't want to put it down to that, but and even with that, there's a bombshell out this morning. By the way, It turns out that the Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley a month ago drafted a memo about the lack of personnel and how she needed more manpower. Memo was sent in November, Crowley adding the numerous areas where training benchmarks were deficient. The city needed more men, but Crowley is also at fault for seemingly prioritizing woke DEI nonsense rather than getting the bodies in place who could actually do the job.
Right.
Well, that's going to be the metric. If you're going to hire people only because of race or gender or sexual preference, instead of for professionalism and skills and experience.
Can they carry a hose?
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll talk more coming up. Thanks, Chuck.
Be back.
620 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
What the hell are these people on the weekend doing here? Honestly. I just opened up the computer. Somebody over the weekend, one of our fine weekend folks, they've opened up Firefox 17 times. And then, as if that wasn't enough, they opened up Internet Explorer another 12 times and Google Chrome 23 times. I don't know what kinds of problems they were having, but I'm still clearing that out so I can actually get to some of your emails and texts that come in. We'll have that taken care of in a minute or two. But talk about bizarre. Mark is in Baltimore. He's first up this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Bruce. We missed John this morning. And by the way, go both Ravens and Redskins in the NFL playoffs this weekend. Thank you. Listen, I have relatives who live in that part of California. I have a lady cousin. Her family lives in Hollywood Hills, just near the, where the famous sign is.
Yep.
And they were briefly evacuated, from what my mom tells me, this past late Friday morning. They were evacuated in the middle of the week, but they did get Wednesday night, but they did come back Thursday. The home is intact and everything. My cousin's husband writes music for the Hollywood industry and so forth, and the concern is that the music flows when it's moving, and when it's not flowing, the money is not coming in. So if you get the idea, income-wise, we have musicians and people who write music and scores, and that's the main concern they have in this situation. So that's what I wanted to say. And I also have a niece that lives in California, in that Los Angeles area, so she's okay as well.
Okay, Mark, a quick question for you. Quick question, if I might. And that is, have you very gently asked those folks for whom did they vote?
First of all, I'm not in direct contact with them. Some other members of the family are. So I don't think they want to tell me. I think it's a personal decision. So we don't ask who voted for who, okay? All I know is that they're into the music industry, and this is what they do. They're very dedicated to it. And my one of my second cousins, who's now almost 15 years old, plays music in a high school or junior high school orchestra.
So, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot. 623 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the BW Parkway is moving a little better now, which could indicate that they have the vehicles off the roadway. The wreck was near Powder Mill Road. The backup at 197 was a little better, and they're actually moving a little better here at the interchange at 198. Doesn't mean the whole roadway is open, but at least some lanes are now getting by with the wreck on the Parkway southbound. Nothing major on the Beltway. Just had a quick check through Annapolis, and we're fine from the Bay Bridge. Most of that traffic westbound from Sandy Point, heading over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97 with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
They are good folks. 625 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. I've promised you this guy, so let's start him at least, because this is going to take a bit of time. His name is Brian Claypool. And Claypool is a defense attorney in the Los Angeles area, apparently a very, very good one. He's also an evacuee. He was forced out of his home by the fires. And he has some very strong feelings about the incompetence that he has seen surrounding these series of events.
People's lives are just destroyed forever trying to rebuild. I hope Karen Bass gets up and announces her resignation. She should resign and explain to everybody as well about this alleged leak memo as well, in which she wanted to cut the fire department budget another $49 million within a week before the wildfires.
Check that out. About a week before the wildfires, she wants another $49 million cut in the fire department. What could possibly go wrong? The reason I asked Mark the question, I respect that, is he wants to keep family ties well. But if these people vote for the Democrats, this is what they'll get. And let me point one thing out as well. 104 people dead. I believe that's the minimum number. Hundreds of thousands displaced, living in tents. We're not talking California. We're talking Western Carolina and Asheville, Tennessee. Or Nashville, Tennessee, and Asheville, North Carolina. I mean, it's that disaster was a God-driven disaster. This disaster occurred, I would contend, in part because the California Democrats mismanaged the situation from Jump Street. More from Poole. He says there are a lot of questions he has about how money has been spent within the fire department. One of them, a new hire who is hired at $300,000 more than the previous employee to hold that position.
Let's ask Karen Bassett why she agreed to pay the new head of the L.A. Department of Water and Power, a woman named Janice Quinones, almost $400,000 more than the prior head of DWP. Explain that.
Her name again is Janice Quinones, and she's responsible for, among other things, making sure the reservoirs are full. But she deserved $300,000 more, which I suspect she would not have gotten, pardon me for being cynical, if her name had been Bill Johnson. And been a white guy. It just wouldn't have happened. Again, Brian Claypool.
If she had gotten her way with another $49 million cuts in the fire department, guess what? 16 fire departments would have been shut down. And what about the San Ynez Reservoir? Is anybody investigating Quinones and Karen Bass for allowing that reservoir to drain 117 million gallons of water?
Think about that. 117 million gallons of water drained under these people's watch. They didn't bother refilling it. Was she on vacation that week? Was she trying to figure out the tax bracket of somebody who's making that kind of money? I have no idea what Janice was doing, but clearly she had not been doing her job very effectively. And Claypool asked, and this is the question I posed earlier, said, one would think if you live in an area where annually these Santa Ana winds happen, without getting into the technical side right now, they happen every year. It's meteorology, it's the geology of the area. We know it's going to happen every single year. And these are 100-mile-an-hour winds coming through. And instead of being in Ghana for the inauguration of the new Ghana president, you'd think Karen Bass would be huddling with her staff saying, all right, we know the Santa Ana winds are about to happen. Let's make sure it doesn't light something on fire.
This isn't fiction. This isn't politics. This is human decency. She allowed that to happen on her watch. One more point I want to make. On Tuesday night, when I'm sitting in my home in Pasadena and I'm hearing about winds predicted of 80 to 100 miles an hour, that's hurricane force. Where was her team sitting there with the electric grid across all of L.A. County trying to figure out where to potentially turn off electricity to make sure lines don't go down? Because I think you're going to find at the end of the day, lines went down causing these fires.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair chance. You have a lot of electricity running through these lines. You get 100-mile-an-hour winds hitting them. Take one tower down in the middle of a dry patch. And, of course, this time of year, Los Angeles is nothing but a dry patch, and you see the consequence. More from Claypool, also from the president, or incoming president, and, of course, from Gavin Newsom himself. That's coming up right now at 6:30 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here's news, Jill Powell.
Good morning at 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Public schools on Maryland's Eastern Shore are opening late today due to icy road and sidewalk conditions. Schools in Queen Anne's County will open 90 minutes late, and there's no morning pre-K. There's also a 90-minute delay for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties are opening 2 hours late. A security guard is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting at McDonald's in Northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road near Cold Spring Lane about 4 p.m. They found the 38-year-old guard suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Police say the security guard was shot by an unidentified suspect during a physical altercation. An investigation is underway after two people were found dead in Baltimore County's Woodlawn precinct on Saturday evening. Police responded to the 3400 block of Aurora Lane for a cardiac arrest call for service. When they got there, they found a man and a woman dead. Detectives have identified the victims as 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. There's no information on how they died. Anyone who knows something is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And one person is dead after a Saturday evening fire in northeast Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 3800 block of Ridgecroft Road about 11:30 p.m. for a report of a fire in a two-story dwelling. One person found dead as a result of the blaze. The victim's name has not been released. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Here's the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 343, pick 4, 7874. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather. And weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like this construction area might be setting up early today. Harford County, northbound 95 here at Route 24. I'm not sure if it's the construction right now or there may be a wreck north of Route 24. So I have my eye on it right now just to see. But it's coming to a stop at the 76-mile marker northbound. And I don't see any flashing lights yet, but I know they make construction in that area very early. So already if you're traveling north of Mountain Road, you're heading up towards Route 24. There's a backup there. We'll keep an eye on that. BW Parkway definitely much better now from the earlier wreck southbound near Powder Mill Road. Moving a lot better now south from 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday. No rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pound the rock. That was the Ravens' mantra on Saturday against the Steelers. And when it was all said and done, that was exactly what the Ravens did.
They get the two big stars back. Meanwhile, there goes Henry. There goes Henry all the way for the touchdown. 44 yards.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Derrick Henry, 186 yards as he and Lamar spearheaded an attack that pounded the rock for 299 in all as the Ravens ended the Steelers season 28-14. After the game, John Harbaugh on his offense.
Yeah, my dad's proud. Jack Harbaugh's proud right now, you know. He likes to pound the rock, and that's what we did. I mean, Derrick Henry was running hard, physical. Lamar started it off. I mean, Lamar carried the ball different times in the first drive or two.
And then it was Derrick Henry on the team-wide effort in the locker room.
I think we did a great job on that as an offense, and just playing complimentary football as a whole, as a team, and glad to get a win because the division opponent is a great team.
The 299 yards by the Ravens rushing attack was the most ever in Ravens playoff history. It was also the most ever given up by the Steelers defense. Meanwhile, in Tampa, the Commanders' magical mystery tour continued.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight.
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC. Jaden Daniels throws for 268 and two scores, leads the Commanders. They get their first playoff win since 2006, 23-20 over the Bucks. So now it gets real, the divisional round next week in the NFL playoffs. Saturday, it'll open at 4:30 p.m. It'll be the Texans at the Chiefs. That game will be on ESPN and ABC. 8 p.m. on Saturday night, the Commanders go to Detroit to take on the Lions. That game on Fox. Sunday, NFC, 3 p.m., it'll be the winner of the Vikings-Rams game from tonight against Philadelphia. That'll be on NBC. And 6:30 on Sunday night football, it'll be the Ravens at the Bills. That will be on CBS, not on NBC. That'll be Sunday night football on CBS. Elsewhere in the NFL, Patriots make a move yesterday, and they hire former linebacker and three-time Super Bowl champion Mike Vrabel as their head coach. Vrabel was voted as NFL Coach of the Year back in 2021 when he was with the Titans. And here's a bit of a surprise, actually a big surprise. The Jets interviewing Maryland head coach Mike Locksley on Friday for its head coaching job. Locksley just 32-36 over 6 years in Maryland. The team has also spoken to Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo and Rex Ryan, among others. The time now is 6:37 when we return from a nobody to a somebody.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing this morning?
After the Ravens win, I'm doing very well.
too bad Sean's not here, but we got a great Friday football pick'em situation happening here. Pending the game tonight, I'm back in first place at 48-29, one game ahead of you, and you're one game ahead of Sean.
How are we picked tonight, you and me?
This is a very interesting thing. You and I are together. We both picked the Vikings. Okay. Sean picked the Rams.
So if the Rams win...
Then we're all one game apart.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Hey, but listen, here's my thing. From nobody to somebody, you remember last week we played that audio of Roger Rosengarten, the Ravens tackle, the right tackle. Right. They had played Cleveland, and he went up to Myles Garrett, the pass rusher for the Browns, and said, hey, you know, I know I'm a nobody, okay, but could I get your jersey after the game? You know how they exchange jerseys. And Myles Garrett patted him on the head and said, hey, dude, you're playing great. You're in the NFL. You're never a nobody, all right?
Yeah.
Well, that nobody... nobody on Saturday night held T.J. Watt to no sacks and no tackles. T.J. Watt did not have a statistic in that game on
Saturday night.
Roger Rosengarten has matured 1 year, this is his rookie year, into one of the finest right tackles in the NFL.
One of the things that actually impressed me, surprised and impressed me on Saturday night was watching the Ravens basically saying, here, hand the ball to somebody and let them run. We're going to do that the whole damn game. We're not going to have to pass very much. We're going to just run over them.
That second drive, that 85-yard drive that got him up 14-0, 13 plays, all running plays.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Not a single pass. And I don't know what the stats were at the end, but, you know, 299 rushing for the whole game. But, you know, obviously Derek had a pretty good game.
Yeah,
watching a couple of his runs, it was like, what was he called? A Speed Racer cartoon? Remember that? Remember Speed Racer?
My son loved Speed Racer.
Where Speed Racer would be going the same speed as everybody else, and all of a sudden he just, you know, he's gone. That's the impression I had. So you see Henry go through the line. He's going the same speed as everybody else. They're closing. All of a sudden, says, oh, I guess I better run now. Wow!
Well, it's the old Marvin Lewis line. If you're even, he's leaving. So yeah. If you're even with him, right, and he's running down the field, he's leaving you.
Now, that's amazing.
Guy, and not only that, but the guy, as big as he is, 6'4", what, 240, 250? I don't even know how big, right? For that kind of size, to have that kind of speed is really unbelievable. We'll see if they can do it against the Buffaloes.
And next hour, we have to talk about the resurgence of the stiff arm.
Oh.
I don't remember seeing it for seasons used as it is.
Well, speaking of the stiff arm, and I know you're going to talk about Derrick Henry, but did you see the Philadelphia tight end stiff arm yesterday?
No.
I'll get the highlight. Dallas Goedert for Philadelphia basically stiff-armed a guy for 15 yards and scored a touchdown. It was quite a play.
I'll look forward to that. All right, thanks, Gary. Back to the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And please take a moment, join the conversation, 410-WCBM-680. Brian Claypool, again, we played a couple of sound bites from him in the first half hour of the show. Here's a bit more with this guy. Again, to set the scene again, if you just joined us, Claypool is a defense attorney out in Los Angeles. He's also an evacuee. He was forced out of his home by these wildfires. And I don't know how the guy votes, but I can tell you he's not real fond of Karen Bass right now. He's not real fond of some of the actions she has taken in office, and less fond of the consequences on his life and the lives of those around him.
Who gives a heck about Ghana? What is her butt doing in Ghana? Who cares about an inauguration in Ghana? Get your butt in town and take care of your people. In Pasadena, we have contaminated water. Contaminating. People can't even drink water, can't shower. What is she doing about that? What is she doing about looting that's happening within 600 feet of where I hope my home is still standing? What's she doing about that? Why didn't she have the National Guard in place before this went down?
They are steamed. And again, this is, to a degree, a consequence of their actions in California. If you fail to elect people who are going to safeguard you, and you elect people instead who say, let's cut more and more money from the fire department because we have to somehow see if we can provide housing for the homeless, which is basically what happened. This is the consequence. It's not a minor inconvenience. It is a fire that they happen almost every year. And this one's a big one. And it's not just one fire. It's a multiple number of fires, actually. And this is the consequence. More from Brian Claypool. Not sure how he feels about Ghana, but something tells me he's not all that big on it right now. Coming up in a minute, first though, 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at a delay here on the Beltway outer loop after Wilkins Avenue and down towards 95. Not sure what it is yet. No reports of anything, but obviously something there in the area right at the I-95 ramp. I looked at the camera where the Beltway crosses over and under through that area, and I see traffic moving down towards Washington Boulevard. So it looks like it could be at the ramp at I-95. It's beyond the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard, but we're slowing. This is now going to start to back up towards the hill at Frederick Road. The outer loop is already slowing at Route 40, so this may be a growing delay coming down the west side from I-70 towards 95. We'll try to figure that out and let you know. Went back up on 95. They're moving a little better now in Harford County, north of Route 24, but I suspect they're setting up that construction area
on the northbound side after Route 24, so heads up for that. And that delay was building north of Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunny today and a high around 45. Overnight temps around 22 to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high 34. Wednesday, high only 32. Should be sunny and dry through at least Friday of this week. And by the way, public schools on Maryland's Eastern Shore will be opening on a delayed schedule today due to icy roads in Queen Anne's County. They'll open 90 minutes late today. No morning pre-K there. Also be a 90-minute delay for students in Wicomico. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, Worcester counties all opening 2 hours late. So that is the only schools closing or are actually have to postpone that we're aware of right now. If more happen, we will let you know. 6:45 right now. It's time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Yes, once again, as a public service for the food and beverage industry, it's time to find out what's going on with Johnson.
Commander of Cheese.
The Commander of Cheese.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The monarch of the cheese.
The monarch of the cheese.
That was one of our cruises one time.
What could be the viceroy of the cheese?
Yes.
It's kind of like a monarch, just not as tasty, apparently.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, so. You know, this protective coloration, you know that, right? The viceroy became, over time, to look like the monarch because the monarch tasted bad to predators.
Yes.
And so they decided to disguise themselves. All right. It is officially the beginning of Girl Scout cookie season. It is the end for two flavors, however.
Oh.
Yeah. They've announced that after this year, the s'mores, which I've had, they're okay, and the toast yay, which I've never had, are going to be discontinued joining the raspberry rally in retirement.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. You have one choice. Thin mints frozen. That's it. That's good for life. You get that, Chuck.
Yeah. I like the shortbread cookies.
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like any kind of shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the financially distressed 112-year-old organization. They voted to hike membership prices by 160% over the next 2 years. So they're trying to sell as many cookies as they can.
Mm-hmm.
The most common pantry item for 2025, the flavor of the year. Guess what it is? Something that's already in your pantry.
Oh, I don't know. Maple syrup?
Close. Brown sugar.
Okay.
Brown sugar is going to be the flavor of the year. Food and Beverage Trends Report, published annually by a California-based T. Hasegawa, a flavor development company. They say that a lot of brown sugar is going to be in your greens this year, defined by its color, which comes from the presence of molasses. Think of it as a distinct hue, flavor, and moisture. It started to gain following the cafes, the rousing of the brown sugar latte and the brown sugar milk tea. Craft cocktails are now having brown sugar put in them to deepen their flavor profiles. Wow, a brown sugar martini. Doesn't that sound gruesome, actually?
Sounds brutal.
Yes. So consumer preferences, according to Mark Webster, VP of Sales for Hasegawa, says that consumer preferences are continually evolving in food and drink, and the flavor industry is on the front line of those trends. M&M is releasing a new loved-up flavor for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can now start looking forward to the most loved-up holiday of all, Valentine's Day. I begin to see the Valentine's Day cookie up, by the way, on December 26th. That's when all the goods begin to show up. There are plenty of sweets involved in this year's holiday. Brand-new flavor from M&M. The candy company announced that it is releasing a new limited edition M&M's Strawberry and Cream.
Oh.
This is a pink and white candy, perfect for all things romantic. All things romantic, Chuck.
Oh, very nice. And all things.
You just passed your anniversary. Did you give your spouse some strawberries and cream M&Ms?
I did not.
Well, you're a personal failure then, aren't you?
Well, that's it. What can I say? I accept the responsibility.
And
I ain't going to lie about it. Let's just step up.
Yeah, really, step up. It's me. And finally, there are a couple of fun burger facts that are going to surprise you. The first condiment ever put on a hamburger, what do you think it would be?
First condiment on a hamburger.
First ever.
I would say cheese.
Onions.
Onions,
probably.
Cheese isn't a condiment. Yeah. Maybe it is.
Well, we're talking cheeses here. There are more regional burgers in the U.S. than you might realize. Dozens and dozens of them, depending on where you happen to be. Burgers are different from area to area, and they're different in what we put on them from area to area as well. That's kind of something you could anticipate. Smash burgers, for example, played a history in the sandwich is part of why these folks are so adapted to these styles. So smash burgers were the original burger technique. Something else I just learned, and something that will not clog up my brain, keeping it from having more important things to think about for the rest of my life.
There's some room in there yet.
There's lots of room in there.
Well, I wouldn't
it's
go say that.
Mostly an empty vessel. You know this.
Chuck, I thought about it. And I said, nah, it's too early.
We'll check back in a couple.
All right,
6:49 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kurt is in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Yeah, about the fire?
Yeah.
To air a human, to really screw things up, requires a Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely true. And I sent an email in from Marcel. He said, I disagree, Bruce, about what's happening in California. I didn't vote for our current governor, but I still have to deal with his policies. True. That's true. And I don't want to be too categorical about this. But the Democrats have a lock on that state just as they have here. So we face the consequence of the voting behavior of every citizen of Maryland. Just as the conservatives in California, the 17 of whom are still there, face the consequence of every Democrat in California. You know, this is the consequence of having big government Democrats who get elected on flash and dazzle rather than on content running the shop.
Yeah, you can't help but feel sorry for the people, but, you know, like Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does.
Yep. You can't fix stupid. Thanks, Kurt, for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. 6:50 Monday morning.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion. You'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jim of the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, emails us at the morning drive at WCBM.com this morning. He says, a bit coarse, I know, but how is your skin color? What's between your legs? Or who or what you sleep with is relevant to the job of being a firefighter, a police officer, or, frankly, most any other job? Seems to be the overriding factor, however, in hiring these days. You're right. It is. DEI hires are pretty much everywhere. And the logic behind why it's necessary to have them, a piece of audio coming up for you probably during the next hour, will just kind of rock you back on your heels as to why the justification for having DEI hires it somehow makes for a better firefighter. Wait until you hear this. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I still don't know what the problem is, but I'm still looking at the slowing on the outer loop of the Beltway after Wilkins Avenue and then moving down towards the ramps at I-95. Just have not seen any any flashing lights. Not sure if it was construction, but there is a backup that's going right there into the ramp at 95 and Southwestern Boulevard. And it looks like it may start to back up as you're coming. Yep, it's coming down the hill now slower, moving south of Frederick Road. That eventually is going to connect up with that delay coming south from I-70 and down through Route 40. So we'll still try to figure out exactly what it is, but you have a delay where normally you get better after Frederick Road and down towards 95. Could be possibly construction, but I think more than likely an accident in that area. In the meantime, slowing now with heavy traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel and delays beginning southbound on 895 before the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feed Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feed Store. Head over to goodfeed.com to schedule your appointment today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, sunny today in the high 45 degrees. Overnight temps in the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, high 34. Wednesday, high only 32. Should be sunny and dry through at least Friday of this week. Temperatures right now, most places are in the low 30s. A bit more for this gentleman, Brian Claypool, who is out in California, a defense attorney, also an evacuee, who says that in his view, the mayor of Los Angeles is not living in the reality in which most of the rest of us live.
We live in an ecosystem in Southern California where it's well known about fires. It's well known about mudslides and earthquakes. You know that that's what you get when you want to become the mayor of Los Angeles. And you want to play these silly games about wanting to build homes for the homeless in L.A. instead of taking that money and taking care of people in L.A. County who have worked their whole lives to get homes. Take care of those people.
Yeah. Take care of the people, actually, who are paying your taxes, paying the bills, paying your salary. And you also do have to explain exactly why the new woman in charge of making sure the reservoirs are full, they were not, deserved $300,000 more annually than her predecessor. I mean, that's a hell of a pay raise right there. And Claypool says one final cut from him. He says Bass should face a recall.
Forget about your socially comfortable policies. I mean, we are Irish. Look, at the end of the day, she should be facing a recall. That's how I feel about it.
And Donald Trump has a rather trenchant question, rather important question, actually. And again, this has to do with this Janice, whatever her name is, Quinones, I think. And what has she done or not done out in California? Why no water?
I'm trying to get Gavin Newsom to allow water to come. You'd have tremendous water up there. They send it out to the Pacific because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They have no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor and, you could say, the administration.
Yeah, beyond that, it's a very, very expensive mistake. Francesca Chambers works for USA Today, and she says that the recovery cost that Californians are facing is in the billions of dollars.
We heard the FEMA administrator say today in a White House briefing that it will ultimately be billions, but couldn't put a price tag on it, because some of what federal officials and local and state officials don't know yet is how much the infrastructure will cost. It's not just about the houses. It's about rebuilding roads and bridges.
Yeah, about the roads and bridges and the sewer system, everything. In many of these areas, you're going to be starting literally from scratch. It's not just a matter of saying, we've had fires here. There are areas not too far from the station. I'm on my way down to visit friends that live down by I-70 further out. You pass through a large area where there's a fire. And it's not just a matter of saying, wow, it destroyed a bunch of trees. This one destroyed trees and houses and schools. And all the electrical appliances everywhere, every telephone pole, everything, all destroyed, all of it. One more from Chambers. She said there is money available right now. They should be using it right now.
FEMA currently has $27 billion that it can use. That was part of the recent supplemental assistance bill, and that can pay for the immediate response to these wildfires.
$27 billion. That's a whole lot of money. $27 billion available right now. Question I have, though, is should it be spent there or near Asheville? There are people still there in Asheville sleeping in tents. There are people there who FEMA has now kicked out of the shelters because somehow FEMA thinks that's the right thing to do in the middle of winter. Go figure. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today. Telephone number is 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Company.
WCVM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A surging death toll is accompanying a slight break in the weather as firefighters in Los Angeles cast a wary eye on a forecast for yet more winds. And for now, LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer escort or even allow residents to go back into their own burned-out homes.
We have search operations now beginning. We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation efforts, and then the recovery of remains, working closely with the LA County Coroner. Tomorrow, winds will be picking up, as you heard, further complicating our efforts and creating an additional fire danger.
The death toll now stands at 24, with at least another 16 still missing, a number officials say is likely to rise. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of this year unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. The citizens group Americans for Prosperity this morning is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. AFP Vice President Akash Shugale says the issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted back in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the President, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act, and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump tax cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Wall Street set to start the week on the heels of big losses on Friday, a sell-off that was prompted by a surprisingly robust employment report. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's 7:03, time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop back of now is 795, and it goes all the way down towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. We never did figure out exactly what was going on. We never got any official word that there was a wreck in that area. But down around 95 and in that area at Southwestern Boulevard, traffic was definitely looking at something. Could have been late lifting construction. They're still slowing right there as you're moving south of Wilkins Avenue. So now the backup is all the way back. 795 is not going to get better now till you clear the ramps at I-95. That's a long delay already coming down the west side. New minor wreck at Arundel County, Furnace Branch Road. It's going to be just west of Route 10. If you're going up to do the Delaware line, just got word of an accident on northbound 95 at the ramp at 896. That's after you cross the Maryland line, and apparently two lanes are blocked on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday. No rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is 25 degrees in Ellicott City. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Icy conditions are causing delays at some schools on Maryland's eastern shore. Schools in Queen Anne's County are opening 90 minutes late, and there's no morning pre-K. There's also a 90-minute delay for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties are opening 2 hours late. A security guard shot and killed at a McDonald's Sunday afternoon in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road just after 4 p.m. Police say the 38-year-old victim was shot during an altercation in the doorway. The investigation is continuing. Police have identified the victims of a fatal shooting Saturday evening in Baltimore County's Woodlawn precinct. Police responded to the 3400 block of Aurora Lane about 7:30 p.m. for a cardiac arrest call for service. When they arrived, they found a man and woman dead. The victims have been identified as 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Anyone with information on the crime is asked to call police or Metro Crime Solvers. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 3, 4, 3, pick 4, 7, 8, 7, 4. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barowie, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barowie today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So, call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quieting the critics. Well, that's what Lamar did Saturday night in front of 70,000-plus at M&T Bank Stadium. The quarterback who couldn't all of a sudden became the quarterback that could. Lamar efficient with his legs and with his arm.
Deep, deep drop. Jackson surveys. Jackson fires. Oh, touchdown. Rashad Bateman.
A laser by Lamar. Al Michaels with the call on Prime, part of a two-touchdown, no-turnover night for the NFL MVP-to-be as the Ravens advance to the round of eight, 28-14 over the Steelers. After the game, Lamar describing his routine on game day.
You know, when the day came, I was just cool throughout the day. I didn't get on the phone. I didn't want to talk. My mom called me. I said, I don't want to talk. Like, you know, no disrespect, never disrespect, but I don't want to talk. Like, I'm just ready for the game. Like, let me get to the game. I don't want to play around, smile. Like, no, it was just that type of thing, and that's what it's going to be each and every time.
Elsewhere, the playoff game times and dates are set for next week, Saturday, 4:30 p.m., Texans at Chiefs, 8 p.m., Commanders, by virtue of their walk-off 23-20 win last night over the Bucks, take on the Lions. Sunday, 3 p.m., the Vikings-Rams winner will be at the Eagles, who beat the Packers yesterday, 22-10, and at 6:30 p.m., the big one for us, Ravens at Bills in Buffalo. Coming up at 7:35, the art of the stiff arm for Bruce Elliott. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two of The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He'll be back tomorrow with us. Executive producer Kristen Hagerick and I are here with you, as is Gary Stein. Of course, Angel Powell, to make sure your morning goes smoothly. I will continue to talk about what's happening in California because it has really actually much broader implications than just California. As a couple of people noted during the first hour, by the way, we start at 6, so if you miss the first hour, you miss some really good radio. That what happens in California is pretty similar to what can happen here. We have a state as well, dominated by the Democrats and the Democrat philosophy. Now, there's no, oh, they're a horrible human being kind of thing here. It's just that the philosophy of the political left is qualitatively and quantitatively different than the philosophy of the political right. The philosophy of the political left is due in, or is committed in part to the green agenda, or as they see it, the green agenda, and that's some of the idiocy that they had. They actually helped spread this fire. And again, we've noted this before, but it's worth remembering. Finland, it's called a forest country. They call themselves a forest country. They had problems with wildfires, and they solved that problem by cleaning the forest floor annually, cleaning it, getting rid of all the underbrush, doing controlled burns down low to make sure that this kind of stuff didn't happen. Because what you have in California, you have a huge pile of tinder. It's dry as all get out there. Even after a couple of wet seasons in the L.A. Basin, it's dry. And you get this high pressure system, and high pressure means it's very, very dry air. The higher the barometric pressure, the more nitrogen there is, less oxygen, less hydrogen rather, and that indicates very, very dry air. Trust me on this, it was inarticulate, but that's how it works. And then you know you have the Santa Ana winds going to come out of that little desert valley kind of next to L.A. Winds are going to rotate clockwise, and they're going to shoot through the mountains at relatively high speed. This year, pretty high speed, hurricane force winds. And winds that came in somewhere, figure, at about 100 miles an hour. Hurricane force. Knocked down one electric pole, one power transmission pole, one spark from that into a pile of tinder. Which they have, because they don't think that the green people don't like them to clear the forest floor because it should all be natural. Well, okay, tell that to the people who lost their homes. I'll tell that to the people who've lost family members. Tell that to the people who've lost every single one of their possessions. That it should be natural. If this doesn't end up as a complete rejection of the Democrat Party and their governance capabilities, then you could sell, you know, you could sell refrigerators to an Eskimo in California if this is the case, because it should. They're clear where the blame lies here, not for the fire itself. Fires happen out there annually. It's not a surprise. But what does not happen annually is a fire that destroys as much property and as many lives as this one did. Why? Because Gavin Newsom would not authorize clearing the forest floor. because Karen Bass would not say, we have to make sure the precautions are in place and that we have enough firefighters. Instead, she was cutting firefighters. And Janice Quinones was in charge of making sure that the reservoirs were full. Well, I guess the $300,000 extra she was being paid as a new employee didn't quite cover that area of responsibility. That's where the responsibility lies. 713, traffic over on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Back up on the west side, outer loop is still there. If you're coming down from Reisterstown Road, you're getting on at 795 to the outer loop. You start right there, goes all the way down through Frederick Road, and they've been looking at something. The pace is a little better, but they're still looking at something. Has their attention on the outer loop towards I-95, especially in the left-hand lane. The traffic on the right side of the Beltway is a little better, but the left-hand lane going south and right at 95, you can still see the brake lights. We do not have an official word as to exactly what is going on there. Could be a broken down vehicle. Might be a minor wreck. Traffic was moving south of 95, but we're jammed up there. So it's impacting the west side as you're moving south. There are some delays. Nothing major at both the harbor tunnels. The two accidents now, Anne Arundel County, Route 32 at 170. There's a minor wreck on Furnace Branch Road west of Route 10. And a reminder, if you're going north over the Delaware line, the first ramp there is at State Road 896. There's an accident there on 95 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 45, very pleasant degrees overnight low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and a high around 34. And for Wednesday, a high only 32 degrees. Right now, Pikesville has 26. Downtown Baltimore, one whole degree warmer at 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time right now for the mega, mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Donald Trump, incoming president in 1 week. 1 week and a handful of hours, actually. 1 week and 5 hours. Almost precisely. 12 or 12:15 and 1 week from now. And, boy, there you go. Politico has a hit piece out. I said the MAGA activists are very worried about Musk's desire to have foreign workers. And actually, there doesn't seem to be that much a desire to have foreign workers per se. The concern is having foreign workers earning substantially less than U.S. workers. And there have been a number of ideas that have been out there that make sense. Some of the hardliners on the H-1B reforms are tough. They say they have power in the next administration, and they are not going to change their point of view. What Musk wants is the ability to hire the best and the brightest from overseas as well. I have no problem with this as long as the best and the brightest are paid what U.S. workers holding the same positions will be paid or more. The problem with foreign workers is when they come to this country and undercut U.S. workers. Because that eventually is a trickle-down concept, and it goes to virtually every single job in America. The clash spilled out over the holidays between MAGA activists who favor tighter restrictions on the H-1B and folks like Musk who want these high-skilled immigrant workers and corporate leaders who rely on their labor. Musk conceded in a post on X, by the way, the H-1B visa program is broken, and it needs major reform. Now, the spat that had groups push for cuts to legal immigration, lowering their expectations for the Republican trifecta at the party's attempt, the America First camp now has to face off against both traditional business sectors of the GOP that favor cheap labor and also the tech industry that only recently has aligned with the Republicans. As far as the regional traditional business sector who want cheap labor, sorry, guys, you're not going to be able to hire foreign workers who will undercut the pay scale of American workers. It's just not going to work out for you. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Oh. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thank you, man. That is so nice. Gary Stein just walked in with a latte for me. From this. Okay, here's the backstory. Today started off rough for me. It really did. I had a latte at home, popped it in the microwave, just going to warm it up. I did, warmed it up perfectly, and left it in the microwave. Headed to work, stopped next door at the Dunkin' Donuts, picked up a latte there, because I needed something. Brought it to work, walked in, sat down at my desk, the top popped off, coffee everywhere. I spent the next 15 minutes, go ahead and clean up your office. There's coffee everywhere. Under the computer printer. Under the bottom stack of my work papers, all over the floor. It was everywhere. And so that was kind of the start of the day. So Gary, at the news, said, let me run over next door and get you a latte. I said, yeah, man, you're in the will. That's it. You're number one in the will. Thank you so much. And thank you, Gary. That's very kind of you. 719 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Alice is in Catonsville. Alice, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Bruce. I'm sorry that happened with your latte, but that was very kind of Gary to get you.
He's a good man.
I just wanted to quickly say that, you know how you were talking about Finland clearing the underbrush in their forests to help prevent forest fires. Well, it, historically, if you look back, like in, say, Captain John Smith's journals, he talks about how he was very impressed that the natives of the Americas, the Native American Indians, they had that practice where they cleared the underbrush with, you know, by having little controlled burns, correct? You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. And he even wrote in his journal how he was able to gallop his horse through the Virginia forest.
Because the underbrush had been cleared.
That's correct. You can't do that now. but
no, you know what? You'd run into a McMansion if you did that now.
Right. But this is not a new concept. It's been practiced for centuries, so I suggest that we do the same. And I do remember clips of, you know, firefighters talking about that sort of thing. You can even look up on YouTube where they, you know, from the 1950s in California, you know, demonstrating, okay, this is how we do this, and this is how we keep forest fires from getting out of control.
Yeah, but what happened after that? The, quote, environmental movement came in and said, that's not natural. You have to let the wild be the wild.
But unfortunately, they do not know what is best. So I think we should follow tried and true practices. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, and here's an oddity for you historically, because this fire in California, as far as the scope of the damage, has been basically compared to the Great Chicago Fire.
Right.
Destroyed much of Chicago. And then, of course, Chicago got rebuilt. At the same time the Chicago fire was going on, the same time exactly, there was another fire going on that caused a greater amount of damage and covered a whole lot more acreage. It's called the Great Peshtigo Fire. It's a massive forest fire in Wisconsin.
Oh.
It burned huge areas, but nobody knows about this one because it happened simultaneously with the Chicago fire. Also, nobody knew it because there weren't very many people there. In the case of California, there are people all over the place there. If this was somewhere in the middle of a forest in Oregon, nowhere near population, we wouldn't be nearly as absorbed with this story as seeing the fire right behind the Hollywood sign. I mean, that's kind of a compelling image. Alice, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night,
two passions, incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Monday morning. Good morning, folks. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And a heads up, if you're going down towards D.C., there's a report of an accident southbound 95 in the area of the Intercounty Connector. So that's between 198 Cherry Hill Road down through that area. Potential for delay after 216 and from 198. Both the tunnels with some heavy traffic now. 895 is slowing again back towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing around O'Donnell Street going into the tunnel. All the lanes are open. There's a new wreck in Howard County on eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. Slowing on the Beltway now. Inner Loop at Green Spring, Parkville side. The west side still hurting. There are a few earlier problems. We're busy from 795 all the way down the hill towards the I-95 ramps. And a reminder, if you're going north into Delaware, the first and the interchange there north of the plaza, once you leave the Maryland line, northbound 95, there's a wreck there at the ramp at 896. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, sunny today and higher on 45 degrees. Overnight temps around 22 to 25. For tomorrow, sunny and a high 34. Wednesday, high only 32. It should be sunny and dry through at least Friday of this week. It's cool outside right now. Aberdeen has 25 degrees, but Ellicott City is still 18 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 725 right now on the Morning Drive. All right, Gavin Newsom. No, the buck doesn't stop here. It really stops with somebody else, but I can't specify who until I figure out who I have to throw under the bus following Karen Bass, who I've already thrown it under the bus. That's me thinking as if I were Gavin Newsom.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that is not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system.
It's not his responsibility. It's the locals. The locals' fault. He's, you know, it's trying the Teflon act and just doesn't seem to work as well with him. But he says the whole thing, you know, these big fires, it's really not my fault, man.
It ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault.
It's Gavin Newsom.
Might have had a little fun, lot of wrong got done, but it ain't my fault.
It ain't his fault. You know, you just can't blame him. It's he's out there singing the Osborne Brothers song. It ain't his fault. Now, you remember this soundbite from last week? We played the entire clip for you. Actually, I had it posted for you on Bruce's Brain. You can check the whole thing out there. This is this conversation between a woman, California woman, resident out there, who's having a conversation with Gavin Newsom. He hops out of his big car, and her name is Rachel Darvish. She runs over to him and just wants to have a conversation.
Governor, you got a second?
No.
Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the call.
Why is the president not taking the call?
Because it's not going through. So
why?
I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
Okay, first he starts off by saying, I'm on the phone right now with the president. And the next sentence, he realizes that's not tenable, so he changes the story. Oh, I can't get through to him. We have no cell service. She says, why? Well, let's go get your cell service. And it's excuse after excuse after excuse. Rachel Darvish was on TV this past weekend. And she said, at the very best, the most charitable way you could characterize Newsom's attitude toward her in that conversation was dismissive.
I feel like the conversation I had with the governor, every time I see it now, makes me feel like I was irrelevant, but it's actually, he was irrelevant. He wasn't on the phone with the president. So that's how I feel. That's what I make of that conversation.
Yeah, that he was making himself irrelevant by passing the buck, by saying it's not my fault, it's somebody else's. I'm talking with the president. No, not really. But I mean to be talking with the president, so don't bother me, boy, go away. That's kind of the attitude that's coming across. As to how Darvish feels now, when she takes a look at that clip, at her trying to talk with Newsom?
At the moment, it was really all emotion, just trying to get to him to say, really, what can you do for us? I'm standing here looking at the rubble of the school my daughter is going to. She's three. These little kids don't have a future. And I am sort of dismissed as if my questions are inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's how I feel now, even more. Every time I watch this clip, it's devastating.
It is, because she every time she watches it, it becomes more and more obvious that Gavin Newsom was just lying to her. Something he seems to have an incredible facility for doing. I mean, look, the guy's suit looked great. His hair was perfect. I mean, I really got to give it to the guy. I mean, by the time I get done 3 hours on the air, my hair looks like hell. So I don't bother having it very long, because it looks like crap otherwise. I just cut it short. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to hire me for my hair anyway. But Newsom apparently got hired for his. And so he takes a great amount of pride in making sure he has perfect hair all the time, in any circumstance. He's like the old TV anchors from the Action News days. I remember Ron Smith, Mike Hambrick, they had the perfect hair, the wavy hair, and it was sprayed into place, and it would not move without a jackhammer. That's Gavin Newsom's hair. He has that stuff so trained into place and then sprayed down. It's like a helmet. He has helmet hair. She has more thoughts on him that we'll play for you coming up in a couple of minutes. But needless to say, Rachel Darvish is not alone in her low estimate of Gavin Newsom as a leader. I think actually he is pretty much done in his ability to run for president, which is a nice side effect of this, but hardly the central focus. More coming up on The Morning Drive. Right now it's 7:30. Here's Jill Powell with news.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Public schools on Maryland's Eastern Shore opening late today due to icy road and sidewalk conditions. Schools in Queen Anne's County will open 90 minutes late, and there's no morning pre-K. There's also a 90-minute delay for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties are opening 2 hours late. Adnan Syed may remain a free man. The Baltimore Sun reports that in a circuit court filing Sunday, city prosecutors agree with Syed that his life sentence should be reduced to time served for the 1999 killing of his high school girlfriend. If a judge approves the request, Syed will likely never return to prison. He was released in 2022 amid legal challenges to his convictions. In an exclusive interview with the newspaper, Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates said it was clear that the 43-year-old Syed had paid his debt to society. A security guard is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting at a McDonald's in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road near Cold Spring Lane about 4 p.m. The 38-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. Police say the security guard was shot by an unidentified suspect during a physical altercation. And an investigation is underway after two people were found dead in Baltimore County's Woodlawn precinct on Saturday evening. Police responded to the 3400 block of Aurora Lane for a cardiac arrest call for service. When they got there, they found a man and woman dead. Detectives have identified the victims as 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. There's no information on how they died. Anyone who knows something is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. We'll be back after this.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Here's the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 3, 4, 3, pick 4, 7, 8, 7, 4. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is slowing now. Ruxton Road coming into the city-county line. After that, we have no visual displays there. The camera at Northern Parkway, the camera at North Avenue out haven't worked in many years. So there was a report there may have been an incident southbound near Cold Spring Lane. Just want to give you the heads up. You're going to be slow south of Ruxton Road and down through Northern Parkway. The accident on 95 southbound going into Prince George's County near the intercounty connector. Heads up, a little more of a delay now building between 216, 198 and down towards Powder Mill Road. The Beltway slowing, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring. The west side still look kind of sluggish moving south from 795 all the way down to the 95 ramps. And you'll have delays at both the harbor tunnels with the normal heavy traffic southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday. No rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Bruce Elliott brought up a good point last time. The art of the stiff arm in football. It's something that Derrick Henry said earlier in the season that he's been using since he was 6 or 7 years old. Well, he used it again early Saturday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And now they snap it here on a direct snap to Henry. Well, to the races he goes. Stiff arming his way to the 11-yard line.
A 33-yard run for Derrick Henry early on. Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Minka Fitzpatrick was the victim there as Henry rolled for 186 on the ground and two scores. The Ravens stiff-armed the Steelers, 28-14 the final. And that earns the Ravens a trip to Buffalo as it gets real next week into the AFC divisional round. After the game, Lamar trying to find the right words to describe Derrick Henry.
I don't know. I can't find the words to say, man. Like, I believe everyone sees it. Like, I can just hand the ball off heat. 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, and I'm just chilling, you know. So now when they're attacking him, then I go, and it's like I'm fresh, you know, just making my job a lot easier. We just pick.
And while we're on the topic of stiff arms, did you see the one that Dallas Goedert broke out yesterday against the Packers? Kevin Burkhardt with a call on Fox. You really had to see it to believe it. Goddard caught it at the sideline at the Packer 20 and stiff-armed Carrington Valentine for 20 yards multiple times to the goal line as the Eagles beat the Packers 22-10 the final, and they advance to the NFC divisional round. They'll take on the Commanders, who did this with no time left on the clock.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight.
Only the Commanders can doink their way in. Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. The Commanders beat the Bucks 23-20 at the gun. Elsewhere, here are the playoff game times and dates set for next week. It's all done, well, at least the game times and dates. Not all the teams yet. We'll explain that in a minute. Saturday, 4:30 p.m., Texans at Chiefs. 8 o'clock, Commanders, by virtue of their walk-off win, will take on the Eagles. Sunday, it'll be 3 p.m., the Vikings-Rams winner from tonight will take on the Eagles. And 6:30 p.m., the big one, the Ravens will be at the Bills. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Bruce and I will discuss our Friday football pick'em.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-210-210. 866-1120.
Get ready for WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
So before I talk about the standings, we should all acknowledge that we stink at this.
Yes.
I don't think any one of us is very good. But it is tight. So when three guys get together...
We suck equally then.
Basically. Exactly right. So here's what happened. There's still one game left to play. Mm-hmm. But right now, Sean and I are 4-1 this week. You're 3-2. So that means that at the moment, before the game tonight, I'm ahead of you by one game, and you're ahead of Sean by one game.
It's tight.
So, two games separate us. And here's the deal. You and I have the Vikings tonight, and Sean's got the Rams.
So if he's right...
If he's right, we're even tighter.
Yeah.
All three of us will be separated by one game.
Okay. I want to back up just a second.
As the plot thickens.
Yeah, to stiff arm. I have not seen the use of the stiff arm in football, NFL football, this much that I can ever recall.
Yeah. Well, I think back in the 60s, the game was different.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s and 70s, and they used it then. But you're right, because I think one of the things is the rules have kind of discouraged players from being as physical as possible, believe it or not. It was a kind of a lost art over time. But running backs like Derrick Henry have brought it back. And Mark Andrews does a great stiff arm, too, by the way.
Yeah, who was the second Raven who did it on Saturday night?
Oh, Andrews did it on Saturday night.
But what is the counter? I mean, there's got to be a counter to every football move. So if somebody's going to stiff arm you and you're defending, how do you work around that?
I think you got to go low. You know, stiff arms generally work when you're trying to tackle the guy up high.
Okay.
They're less effective if you're trying to tackle him around his knees and ankles. So I think that's the key. Pittsburgh actually does a pretty good job. They're great they weren't on Saturday, but they're in general great tacklers. Not too many times do long runs get broken against the Steelers, but that wasn't the case on Saturday night. Not necessarily because of the stiff arm, but because the Ravens were just in a better position to make the play.
Well, frankly, they're more physical. Particularly the first half, they looked like they were in the game. Pittsburgh, to me, in the first half, looked like they couldn't give a damn.
Well, they got off to a very slow start offensively, and they fell behind early. But really, at the end of the day, they just couldn't stop the Ravens' running attack. I mean, that was it. The blocking schemes in front of Derrick Henry and Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar actually was a key to that, because the Steelers' strategy apparently coming in was that they would take away Henry.
Yeah.
And so they shot the linebacker right at Henry. So whenever Lamar saw that, he pulled it away, right? And he ran.
Go the other side.
Lamar ran 11 times in the first three drives for 65 yards. That's just about more than he's run all year. And then I think he only ran like three or four more times after that.
One final question on this as we go into next week. What has our opponent learned about the Ravens from watching the Ravens play Pittsburgh this past week?
Well, that the Ravens are going to try to run the football. I mean, you know, that's what the Ravens do. That's their identity. I think the real question is, what has Buffalo learned from its first game against the Ravens? Because they were beaten by Baltimore here on Sunday night, 35-10, and the Ravens ran all over them. Derrick Henry ran for 199 yards in that game. That was the game where he scored the 87-yard touchdown run on the game's first play.
Yeah.
So this is job number one for Buffalo. How do we stop Derrick Henry? And if we commit too much to Derrick Henry, then how do we deal with Lamar? And that is the conundrum for any team right now. Look, this isn't going to be easy. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens season ends on Sunday night. Okay, but this is going to be an epic battle between two great teams and two great quarterbacks.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch. But of course, we like them to win, because just as every Baltimore fan knows, that if the home team wins, they all write us a check.
If the home team wins?
The home team wins, they write us each individually a check for our support during the season.
Oh, okay.
Because we're the 12th man, we're told.
Right. Well,
you signed your 12th man contract, didn't you?
No, I don't sign contracts.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I didn't sign one here.
Yeah,
I don't even know why I took the job, to be honest with you.
Because you want to be able to get lattes for your friends.
If I have to.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
All right, you'll be back. By the way, don't go far, because we have Choose Your Fake News coming up.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yep.
Thank you for that. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. One more cut. Two more cuts, actually, from Rachel Darvish. She's the woman who accosted Gavin Newsom last week, and Newsom, you know, dodge left, dodge right, and she still took him down to the knees. She was asked by the person interviewing, well, listen, what about his phone? I mean, maybe legitimately was talking to the president.
I actually got a chance to have a glimpse of his phone. So, I mean, if he showed it to me, I feel like there was no conversation. Don't hide it from the world. Don't tell people. The first call was not to the White House. That I can guarantee you. And at the moment, there was no call on the line. So put those two things together. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Yeah, there was no phone call ongoing. In fact, the last number to call, or the next number, was not to the White House. It was to somebody else. Probably his hairstylist. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410 WCBM 680 is the telephone number if you'd like to be our contestant this morning. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Curtis Creek drawbridge was back up within the last 10 minutes or so. They don't tell us these days when that's going to happen, but they have to do something to the Beltway when that happens. And they have to stop the traffic on the Beltway between Quarantine Road and Ordnance Road. So that becomes a pain in the neck that goes down about 3 feet further. And then the drawbridge is back down now, and we're starting to move traffic once again. That's twice this morning now that the bridge has gone up. We found out what the problem was on the JFX. We figured something around Cold Spring. It's a little further south. The wreck is southbound near Druid Park Lake Drive, 28th Street. It might only be one lane open to the right. You'll have delays going back towards Ruxton Road. Might be time to get off DeFalls Road, Greenspring Avenue, Charles Street, York Road, getting away from the JFX. That's a long delay coming south from the Beltway. The accident, 95 southbound at the intercounty connector, Prince George's County, had two of the left-hand lanes blocked. A tractor-trailer was involved there. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Have it done today by checking your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic. Don't go away yet. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now. Still waiting for our contestant, 410 WCBM 680. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we'll get to you as quickly as we possibly can if you give us a call. Sunny and a high around 45 today. Overnight temps should be around 22 to 25. For tomorrow, sunny and a high 34. For Wednesday, high only freezing, exactly 32 degrees. Should be sunny and dry through at least Friday of this week. Right now, Bel Air has 23 degrees. Ellicott City still at 18 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have no contestants, so it's going to be Mono O Girlo or Mono O Womano. Or Mono O Mono O Girl O Mono. I'm getting very confused.
Me too.
Well, it's just kind of a lifestyle for me, Chuck, actually. You know. Here we go. There are three stories. We have Chuck Whitaker, Gary Stein, and the woman who mops up the floor every time she plays this, which is every time, Kristen Hagerick. Here's story number one. This story out of Lake County, Florida. So you should nail this one, Chuck. It's like in your backyard.
Not too far, Leesburg area.
Yeah, not too far. Oh, I mean, Chris, you want to go ahead and grab that? Yeah, go ahead and grab that, because we do have a contestant ringing right now. We want to make sure we give everybody the opportunity to win. And Gary is playing with his headphones anyway. It's one of those kinds of mornings.
I can't hear anything.
Let's try turning up the volume on the headset.
What else is new?
It's not it.
It's not it. Not it. All right. No, okay, here we go. A deputy down in Lake County, Florida, managed to crash his patrol car into another vehicle because he was distracted. He was distracted because while he was driving down the road, this deputy in Lake County, Florida, was watching porn.
No.
Yeah. Didn't realize they had that function of police cars, but there you go.
What's not believable about that?
Story number two. There are a group of suburban moms in Ukraine, and they're managing their grief of what's going on there by training to down Russian drones. They call themselves the Witches of Bucha. It's a suburban moms, army green fatigues. They assemble their rifles in the cold forest outside Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. She said, it feels good, especially what we've been through. They're the combat witches of Bucha. The name comes from a badge one of the women have depicting a witch with weapons. They also, by the way, cast spells on the drones as they pass over and claim a good success rate in actually bringing them down, which is kind of interesting. And this, finally, a guy in the Met, it's a security guard. He now has something that he did on his off time being displayed in an exhibit in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. A security guard does. He's a sculptor there, apparently. And now he is. He got a fairy tale ending. His artwork is being displayed in New York City Institution after a chance encounter with a curator. This guy, whose name is Armenia Khalil, stepped into the Met in November 2006 as a visitor. He had just arrived here from Egypt, and he eventually did this sculpture for a display that is called Blacks in Egypt, historically. And it's of a black man wearing some Egyptian clothing. So that's, and now he's actually recognized in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So those are your three stories. Story number one, don't watch porn while you're driving. Story number two, I can cast a spell on you and bring you down in Ukraine. And story number three, hey, I'm a real-life sculptor. Let's start with Kristen this morning.
Oh, this is a hard one. I don't even understand number two, which probably means that's true. I'm going to say number three. Well, that would be a nice story, but I thought things had to be a little more historical to be in the middle. Right. I'll say three.
Kristen goes for number three. Gary Stein.
You know, I think this is a pattern between Kristen and I. Yeah. I think she's right. I'm going to go with number three. Number one is totally believable. Number two, the Ukraine thing, that could happen. Yeah, I'm going with number three. That's the fake story.
Chuck?
I'll do the same, thank you.
Everybody's going for number three.
The plot thickens.
Nobody chose the story number...
Waistline.
Story number one, deputy crashing his patrol car into another vehicle while watching porn. Yes, that's a true story.
Of course it is.
I mean, how do you beat that for real news, folks? You guys all chose story three. So story number two, these suburban moms in Ukraine, the combat witches of Bucha, that is 100% fake news.
Oh!
Story number three is true. The damnedest thing. I mean, this guy, he's just a security guard at the Met and had a hobby of carving wood. You know, not one of the guys with a chainsaw, but I mean, he'd be there with his tools, and he has this work displayed at the Metropolitan Museum of Art as part of this display on blacks in Egypt. There you go.
Right.
Better luck to all of you next time around, and none of you are winners this morning. Or you're all winners this morning in my book.
Well, we are, depending on which way we go.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Oh, it's good to be had.
Mm.
It's 7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Couple of great emails, great texts in. This from Tim. Gary Stein Sports Show. Wow, he dominates the show now from 6 until 9 a.m. Give them bread and circuses. Well, actually, I think he's a tremendous addition to the show. He brings a depth of knowledge in an area where our listeners care a lot about sports, particularly when we have something happening as we're having with the Ravens now, something we have when the Orioles are highly competitive as well. Gary emails him. I think the Redskins are playing Detroit next week, not the Eagles. We'll have Gary check on that. And from Marty, when will the Republicans start running? The only way for Maryland Republicans to stand a chance in 2026 is to develop a contract with Marylanders and to start selling the contract as soon as possible. They've got to get past the Hogan years and recruit a fresh face. I agree with Kim Plasek. Republicans should have Dr. Jeff Wilford at the top of the ticket. Have you seen this dude's resume? This is a guy the Republicans should run. Here's the guy that can beat Wes Moore, and he includes a link, Marty does, to his resume. A pilot, physician serving the Air Force, graduate of the USAF Residency Aerospace Medicine Program at Wright-Patterson, dual degree graduate from Johns Hopkins University, master's in public health from Bloomberg School, master's of business administration from the Kerrville Business School. He provides operational and aeromedical guidance on matters of human systems integration to improve the success and safety of the Air Force weapons. This guy is sharp. Yeah, he might make a very interesting candidate. But I think that the first thing you have to say is really key. We have to have a specific continuing message that every Republican who's running for office buys into. Whether that'll happen, that's a very interesting question, because Republicans in this state tend to fire a circular firing squad, and then it's fire aim. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is backed up coming south of Ruxton Road. The problem was a wreck all the way down at Druid Park Lake Drive, 28th Street, which we now understand has been cleared to the shoulder. But it's solid from Ruxton Road down through Northern Parkway, Cold Spring Lane, top to bottom right now, maybe 20 to 25 minutes coming south. Falls Road, Green Spring Avenue, Charles Street, York Road, any of those to get away from the backup here on the expressway. 95 South going into Prince George's County. That wreck was in the area of the intercounty connector, and with that, again, a good possibility there for delay as you're moving south from 216 and from 198 through there. Typical ride now on the Beltway with delays on the Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side still hurting. Some earlier problems still keeping us slow anywhere south from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Sunny today and high around 45 degrees. Overnight temps between 22 and 25. And for tomorrow, sunny and a high 34 degrees. Right now, Dundalk has 25. Hunt Valley also 25 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back in 2018, Donald Trump did give a whole bunch of money. I'm not quite sure the dollar number that he gave to California following a set of wildfires there, with the strong recommendation that California use the money as they had used the money that Finland had used their own money to clear the forest floors. Newsom and the environmentalists in California decided to not pursue that path, and we now see the consequence of that. All right, that's pretty straightforward. That was the deal. Rachel Darvish, she is a woman who actually accosted Gavin Newsom last week, trying to figure out exactly what this guy's actually doing in order to help. And after seeing his phone, realizing he was scamming her on being on the phone with the president, she had this rather sarcastic comment.
Thank you, Governor Newsom, for that amount of respect that you had for me at that moment. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. In other words, just blow her off, Gavin. That's okay. She's a dumb woman. What does she know, right, Gavin? Just, it's amazing. The arrogance and the self-possession that some politicians, particularly those on the left, seem to have. One more from her, because this is what keeps, you know, Kristen, this goes through my mind every time I hear this story. They don't live in Nevada. They're not in the Dakotas. You're talking about a state that is, what's located to the west of California? An ocean. A very, very big ocean.
We live by the ocean. We live by the ocean. Why were those not drops not done sooner? Why were those, why was there not enough water? You live by the ocean. I don't know. I'm just a mom, and I'm hoping other moms may want to get together. Let's try to fix this state. Let's try to fix this state, because I got to tell you, my morning, yep, my night, I don't have them anymore. I don't have a life anymore. I don't have, yep, anything.
Yeah, as many Californians are in the same situation. And, of course, now it becomes a balancing act. It's interesting to see how politics does play into this, by the way. Because the people in near Asheville, in the Western Carolinas, they're still suffering. And I have a story next hour for you that is just so disgusting. FEMA has started to kick these people out of FEMA facilities. Heartless. Why? It's winter. And you're going to tell these people who have been completely displaced, their homes are gone too, just like in California, that you cannot stay in a FEMA facility anymore? Because somehow that's not a good thing? What the hell would somebody call it an emergency management? What is FEMA supposed to do? Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's, what are they supposed to do now? To whom should they turn for help if the federal government has said pretty much, we don't care about you? And that's been the case under Joe Biden. All I can say is what an awful lot of Republicans have been saying for the last handful of weeks, actually since November. Time's coming soon. 7 days from now. 7 days and about 4 hours from right now, we will have a new president. And God willing, that new president is going to bring a very different approach to these kinds of issues than the current feckless president has. One final note on this. Robert Luna, congressperson out there, says, heed the evacuation warnings. If there's a warning, get out.
Evacuation orders are approximately at 153,000 residents that are under the evacuation orders, and approximately 57,000 structures are still at risk. Regarding evacuation warnings, approximately 166,000, or a little over 166,000 residents are under evacuation warnings.
Yeah, Luna, actually, I'm sorry, is the sheriff out there, not a congressman from that area. But what he's saying is true. If you're told to evacuate in these kinds of circumstances, get out of Dodge. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Newt Gingrich on the Democrats of California coming up.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters in the Los Angeles area are scrambling as forecasters warn of dangerous weather with a return of strong high winds.
Wind gusts of as much as 70 miles per hour are possible over the next few days. The fear is embers could move to unburned territories miles downwind. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're focused on two things.
Containing the fires and saving lives and protecting property.
Audio from KABC. The fires have killed at least 24 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. Special Counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department.
It was an expected move ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th, and it comes amid legal wrangling over just how much of his two investigative reports against Mr. Trump can be made public in the days ahead. The DOJ disclosed Smith's departure in a court filing Saturday, saying he'd resigned on Friday. His two unsuccessful criminal prosecutions against Mr. Trump were withdrawn following the Trump election victory in November. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street starts the week on the heels of big losses on Friday, a sell-off prompted by a surprisingly strong employment report. As Jason Walker reports, income tax season is now upon us.
IRS says January 27th will be the official start date of the 2025 tax season. And officials say they expect more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th deadline. It's expanding a program allowing people to file taxes directly with the agency.
And his correspondent Jason Walker reporting, sales of all types of electric vehicles rose more than 40% in China last year, even as sales of gas-powered vehicles saw a decline. China's exports of passenger cars overall jumped about 20% to almost 5 million vehicles. This is SRN News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's 8:03, time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
895 is slowing as you're coming south from the city-county line through Pulaski Highway. Just looking to see if there might be a problem here because traffic is actually going into the tunnels southbound, but we're backed up and we're slow way before we get into that area going into the tunnel, which could indicate there may be a wreck underneath the bridge where 895 crosses over 95. So right in that area after O'Donnell Street, looks like there may be a problem there. Trying to get a better look at it now. In the meantime, 95 is going to be heavy as well as you're moving around the curve, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX is still slow. There was a wreck southbound now on the shoulder at Druid Park Lake Drive and 28th Street delays back through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday, no rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 28 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Icy conditions causing delays at some schools on Maryland's eastern shore. Schools in Queen Anne's County opening 90 minutes late. There's also no morning pre-K. There's a 90-minute delay as well for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties opening 2 hours late. A security guard shot and killed at a McDonald's Sunday afternoon in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Rice Town Road. Just after 4 p.m., police say the 38-year-old victim was shot during an altercation in the doorway. He later died of his wounds at a hospital. The investigation is continuing. A Saturday night fire in northeast Baltimore has claimed a life. Firefighters were called to the 3800 block of Ridgecroft Road around 11:30 p.m. for a report of flames in a two-story dwelling. One person was found dead as a result of the blaze. The victim's name has not been released. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And the investigation continues into a fatal double shooting Saturday evening in Baltimore County's Woodlawn precinct. A man and woman were found dead in the 3400 block of Aurora Lane about 7:30 p.m. The victims have been identified as 23-year-old Angel Price and 18-year-old Daryl Carter. Anyone with information on the crime is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 343, pick 4, 7874. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dine on Sports up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the play Lamar made right before the end of the first half, remember, it started with 11 seconds left on the clock, and the Ravens up 14-0.
Second and goal.
No sack, quick throws. Someone's got to win one-on-one.
Jackson. Flushed out. Extends. Throws on the run. Caught. Touchdown. Justice Hill. You just can't stop him.
Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit with the call on Prime. Lamar had the clock in his head, and with it running down to exactly how much time he had, even though his head coach admitted in the postgame he was getting worried.
I mean, that play at the end of the half, that's what we call a trigger. That's basically you hit it or you dirt it or you throw it out of the back of the end zone, you know, and he runs around and finds a touchdown pass. And I think in his head, he knows what 11 seconds is. The clock was going a little faster for me in my mind, you know. I'm like, he threw it. Thing away, you know, and he threw it. It was a touchdown. You know, it's like, well, all you can say is wow. I think I said wow about seven times right there. So
that score put the Ravens up 21 at the half on their way to the 28-14 win over the Steelers, ending Pittsburgh's season and also calling into question the tenure for Mike Tomlin as head coach in Pittsburgh. The divisional round playoff game times and dates are set for next week. Here you have it. On Saturday, it'll get kicked off at 4:30 p.m. The Texans will be at the Chiefs. 8 o'clock, it'll be the Commanders. What a game last night. They beat the Bucks at the gun 23-20. Commanders will be at the Lions. And then Sunday, 3 p.m., it'll be the Vikings-Rams winner at the Eagles, who beat the Packers yesterday 22-10. And then the big one here, 6:30 p.m., it'll be the Ravens at the Bills. The college division of Pro Football Championship game is also set. 1 week from tonight, Ohio State and Notre Dame. The Buckeyes looking for their first national championship since 2015. The Irish for their first in 37 years, since 1988. Ohio State opening up as a 9.5-point favorite. It's the second largest spread in CFP championship game history. Coming up at 8:35, the son of Sam packs a wallop. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gary Stein just explaining to me why my alma mater has not actually made it to the playoffs. It's kind of a shock to me, since my graduating class at my alma mater was very sports-oriented, and there were, actually, I think, about 193 of us in that graduating class. Big school. Big school. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We spent a lot of time talking in the first hour and a half, 2 hours of the show, about what's going on in California and some of the implications it has for what's going on out here. But there's something happening in 1 week and 4 hours from now. But by this time, 1 week and 4 hours from now, think about this. I think about now, around 12:10, he'll actually have his hand on the Bible and be in the process of being sworn in. I think that's how the time is supposed to happen at noon. But, of course, there are all the people blather for a minute or two first. But it should be by 7 days from now, effectively, we'll be turning this boat around, turning the ship around and heading in a more productive direction. Jason Miller, key in the upcoming Trump administration, says, at this time, of course, this is Saturday when he is interviewed, hang on, folks. We just have 9 days to go.
President Trump has a very strong connection to Southern California. Of course, he's owned a number of properties and has the beautiful golf course there and loves Southern California. And I want to make sure that the people of California know that we're only 9 days away from having a real leader back in the White House who's going to bring you the help that you need. We don't yet have a date for when President Trump will be out in California. We know it's a top priority, but I don't want to get ahead of the president and his scheduling team at this moment.
And that's fair enough. But he says, you know, don't expect this to be resolved in 3 days. This is a massive, massive fire that destroyed hundreds of acres and millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars of property out there. It's going to take a bit of time.
This is going to take a long time. It's going to involve a number of different things coming together. But as we've seen in the past with President Trump stepping in these situations where we've had disasters, it's good that we'll have a strong leader who at least know how to direct things. And since he's been president before, he knows exactly how this works.
And the guy in between, the seat warmer between 45 and 47, Joe Biden, and of course on Newsom and on Bass, he said, fail, fail, fail.
I feel much better knowing that President Trump is going to be able to step in to help people. Definitely much more so than what we've seen from Joe Biden, or even what I think is inexcusable, what we've seen from Gavin Newsom or Karen Bass, who I guess at least is back in the country now. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. If you missed the first hour of the show, by the way, a great conversation. A guy named Brian Claypool, both a defense attorney in Los Angeles and an evacuee. He took on the Democrats in California. I'll see if I can get the entire conversation with him posted on Bruce's Brain for you coming up during the course of the day. You want to check it out. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's something still stalling us out here on 895. There's a camera right at the bridge where 95 crosses 895 at Boston Street, and we're looking at that, and they're just barely moving there. And then south of there, there's a camera before you go into the tunnel, and it shows traffic is getting by, but it's trickling through there. So whatever it is right near the bridge at I-95 where it crosses 895, and we're backed up from that point going back towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. So that's the problem right now. Can't confirm what it is or which lane because the camera doesn't see it. And in the meantime, 95 will take some of that overflow as a detour going into to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895, or make that 83 south as you're coming down the JFX. That's been slowing, working its way down from the county line, Ruxton Road, through the ramps at Northern Parkway. There was a wreck earlier, which is now on the shoulder in the area at Druid Park Lake Drive. The pace is a little better now as you're moving south from Ruxton Road down towards Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC.
Sunny today and a high around 45 degrees. Overnight temps in the low to mid 20s. For tomorrow, sunny and a high 34. For Wednesday, a high only around 32 degrees. It's cool outside right now. Ellicott City continues at about 18 degrees. Glen Burnie 27, heading further north. Hunt Valley is 25 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now at 8:15, yes, it's time for us to find out which loon has gone looniest. Time to head to the big top. Find out about who's going to exit the Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for us to head to the big top. Please head to the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, comes to a stop. And I said, this isn't really a loony Democrat. It's just such a hilarious soundbite that I had to find a way of using it today in the show. John Fetterman, the junior senator from Pennsylvania, just torn north, obviously, was stopped in the halls of Congress and asked about his upcoming visit to Mar-a-Lago. Just listen to Fetterman. The guy does have a sense of humor.
Is there some news?
There's some news. We hear that you're going to be heading down to Mar-a-Lago.
I've heard that, yeah.
What will you be discussing with the president?
Well, yeah, I demand that I need to be made Pope of Greenland.
Do you have the resume to be Pope?
I'm having a conversation. Like, he's the president, he's going to be. So, you know, I am not the senator for just Democrats in Pennsylvania. I'm everyone's senator in Pennsylvania. And so it's just having a conversation.
Yeah, okay, both the U.S. senator and the Pope of Greenland. At the same time, I'm sorry, got to give a tip of the hat to this guy because he's able to carry off that kind of droll comment, in part because his physical size dominates everybody else around him as John Fetterman. John, you can actually hang around for a while because you're kind of funny. 8:16 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. This interesting text in from Paz. What's happening in California is a reason why Pete Hegseth intends to eliminate DEI and woke as considerations from our military, as well he should. I don't know if I'll have the time to get to the soundbite today, but the fire chief out in California in the past has argued that it's a really good idea when somebody's house is burning down that they see, and I'm going to quote her almost directly, somebody who looks like them. It can be very comforting when they're being rescued from their home. I could give a rat's behind what somebody looks like if they're rescuing me from my home. And the presumption is somehow that it's better to be a firefighter who matches the ethnicity or the gender specifications of those individuals who you're hiring, or you're saving, rather, is bizarre. So what are they supposed to do? I think maybe they should have a little board up in each fire department. And they should be able to say, well, okay, 123 Oak Street, the people who live there, he is a white Christian, and she is, wow, this is a tough one. She's a Hispanic Jew. Now what am I going to do? Do we have any firefighters here who are both white and Hispanic, or who have a Jewish relative? Because it's important, before we head out to this guy's house to save this individual, that we have somebody who looks like him. He'll be more comfortable being saved by that individual. That, in my mind, that is such an idiotic proposition. I hear that kind of stuff, it makes me want to scream. Who cares the gender or what they look like if a firefighter is there to save your butt? What you want is somebody who's strong enough to pick you up and move you out of danger. Which the fire chief in Los Angeles says, well, if you're counting on me to move you out of danger, you're in the wrong place. Great. So why are you in this job? If you can't fulfill the requirements of the job, why are you doing the job? Because part of my son-in-law is an EMT and a firefighter, captain of the fire department out in St. Louis. And I got to tell you, these men and women who qualify, just straight up qualify, I weigh 229, 235, somewhere there. Very back and forth. Any of them can pick me up and move me if necessary. Put me in a fireman's hole and get me out of there. This is not going to be a problem for them. They are in tip-top shape. They work out on a continuing basis, and they are in great physical shape, and they run toward danger instead of away from it. What use would I have if they said, all right, this guy is an older guy, some white in his hair, he's white. What older firefighters do we have here who might have some gray in their beard? Because we want to make sure that before you go save his butt, that he identifies with you. Is that not the stupidest proposition you've ever heard in your life? But not in the DEI world, not in the woke world, because they genuinely believe it's comforting for someone who's being saved from a house fire to look and say, oh, thank God you're here and that I can identify with you. Yes, you can now remove me from my home, which is blazing and the roof's about to fall in. Otherwise, I'd have to wait for somebody else to come along who looks like me before I get saved. Absolute stupidity. Absolutely insane. And I cannot wait for us to get past this 7 days from now.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area, and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
822, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This email in from Marty. Bruce, 33 years ago, I was carried out of a fire after the alarm on my air tank did not sound. I didn't care who carried me out, just that I was out. I think that's a universal response. I think that's an absolutely, genuinely, a completely universal response. And this from John. Bruce, do you know Dan Well, the L.A. fire chief, was hired to fill the progressive agenda? This is happening all over the country, unfortunately. And this is from firefighter John. I know, John. It is insane. I don't care what you look like. Just save my butt. 823, traffic over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Yes.
Yes.
Save my butt.
Really? You know, it's not an unusual proposition. I don't care that you look like me when you save me. Right. Just save me.
Get me the hell out of here.
Yep.
You know, I got nothing to do with any of that stuff. You know, I don't like being burned up, I don't think.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
Yeah.
Southbound 895, they shifted the camera here to O'Donnell Street, where we're getting a little better look at the backup where 95 crosses over 895. There's been a situation in there. The tunnel, of course, only two lanes southbound on 895. I think I just saw a service truck go in there. So there's been some activity in that area of 895 right there, backing us up towards Pulaski Highway on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. And then right on top of this shot, 95 is crossing over. They got the word that 895 is having a little bit of a backup, and now 95 is slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. City on the northwest side, New Wreck, Hilton Parkway at the intersection at North Avenue, and there may be some road blockage there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temps today, around 45 for the high. Overnight temps between 22 and 25 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high 34. Right now, Essex 22 degrees, Hunt Valley 25 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're here from now until 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick live, of course, follows from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You've heard from Jason Miller. He says that Biden, Newsom, Bass, they're all fail, fail, fail. Joe Concha, who writes for The Hill, also shows up as a commentator. He was first over at CNN, now I think he's at Fox. He says that California is actually on the ropes for the Democrats. They're on the ropes because of the malfeasance and the mismanagement of Gavin Newsom and Bass and all the rest of them.
Democrats may no longer be the dominant party in power in California moving forward. Californians, and we're talking about liberals, celebrities, are saying this did not have to happen if we had a governor that was prepared, that took water from the north in terms of snow melt, in terms of rain, and brought it down to the south into reservoirs that are currently empty instead of emptying them out into the Pacific Ocean.
Now think about that. Think about the idiocy. You're Gavin Newsom. Apparently, you don't bother checking to see if the reservoirs are full before you take all the snow melt from central and northern California and shunt it off into the ocean, where you could have simply sent it downstream to L.A. and filled up the reservoirs. Apparently, that's not something you bother doing. How stupid can you possibly be? But that's the way California has been run. Now, Concha would contend this may be the beginning of a realignment in California politics. I don't know about that, because I think that there is a lot of self-denial. It's a truism that once you have convinced somebody of a lie, once they believe a lie, you know, liberalism works, blah, blah, blah. Once they believe a lie, it's very, very difficult to convince them that they've been lied to. So you have a whole population in California who've been lied to about the wonderful success of liberal policies. Now, those who are smart enough to see what's going on, they've gotten out. They're leaving because the tax burden keeps going up and up and up for them. It's not fun to be in a circumstance where your tax burden goes up and up and up. And instead of having your problems solved, instead of making sure the reservoirs are full, making sure that there are fire breaks, making sure that the forest floor is cleaned, you know what they're spending money on? Gay choirs, trans cafes, and social justice art. That's what L.A. spent money on while cutting the fire budget. I'm dead serious about this. L.A. Fire Department was slashed. Their budget was slashed for this year by $17.6 million, and they wanted to slash it even more. Evacuation still underway as the fire is spreading over 400 acres. Bass claimed in a press conference none of the reductions would have impacted the situation we're dealing with. Are you kidding me? How stupid do you think we are? Seriously. How stupid? Do you think we're going to actually believe that? Well, no. You cut $17 million from our budget, and it's not going to have any impact on our ability to fight fires? Los Angeles gave $100,000 to the Civil and Human Rights and Equity Department for a midnight stroll gender, a midnight stroll transgender cafe. The Cultural Affairs Department spent $100,000 for the National Association for the Advancement of NAACP, the NAACP Awards, and more money for the One Institute of the International Gay and Lesbian Archives, etc., etc. But not any money. Not any money if you actually wanted to fight fires. That money would be a waste, don't you know? I've got to tell you about some great guys. If you're thinking of having your transmission redone, if your tranny is going, Glenn Burney's Transmission, Jim Jennings Transmission, they've joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Towing is available, free area towing. Great financing is available. Call Glenn Burney's Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700. Glenn Burney's Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. 830 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, time for news. Joe Paul.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your local WCBM news headlines. The owner-operator of a Baltimore McDonald's franchise has issued a statement following the fatal shooting of a security guard. Police were called to the restaurant in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road near Cold Spring Lane about 4 p.m. yesterday. Denitra Bell says she's in shock and completely devastated by the tragic and senseless act of violence and offers her deepest and most sincere condolences to the victim's family. Public schools on Maryland's Eastern Shore opening late today due to icy road and sidewalk conditions. Schools in Queen Anne's County will open 90 minutes late, and there's no morning pre-K. There's also a 90-minute delay for students in Wicomico County schools. Schools in Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, and Worcester counties are opening 2 hours late. Baltimore County Police have charged 50-year-old Anthony Wolfe in connection with a series of laser strikes on the department's aviation unit. The incidents happened on December 19th as pilots were flying along Eastern Avenue toward Martin State Airport. Patrol officers located Wolf in the 800 block of Rosedale Avenue. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will soon collect his winnings from Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Following a friendly wager on the Ravens-Steelers game, Gainey must return to Morgan State University, go to Coco's, buy a double crab cake platter, and deliver it to Mayor Scott, all while talking about how great the city of Baltimore is. We'll be back after this.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here's the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 343, and pick 4, 7874. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather on the threes. Coming up here is Chuck Whitaker.
So it turns out it was a broken down vehicle, 895 southbound under the bridge at I-95. It looks like now that it has been removed and we're moving traffic once again southbound from O'Donnell Street, but still backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it took a little while to get that vehicle out of there, and now it looks like we're on the move once again on 895. Some overflow traffic will be there next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel as you're moving south. Latest check on the JFX. As we were coming south earlier, we had problems down around Druid Park Lake Drive, and that backup at one point went all the way back to Ruxton Road. It's still busy south of Ruxton Road, but at least the speeds are up somewhat. But I think you're going to still be having to ride that out before it gets better, probably south of Cold Spring Lane and then eventually into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quiet stretch of weather through Friday, no rain or snow. Temperatures today, slightly warmer than yesterday, 45. It gets cold again, though, tomorrow. 34 tomorrow, 32 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it wasn't perfect. The pass defense leaked in the second half, and the team apparently can't find a guy to catch punts. But all in all, a dominant performance by the Ravens Saturday night as they sent the Steelers and their terrible towel waivers home, 28-14 the final. How about a little taste of that Ravens locker room after the game?
Postseason franchise rushing record. 186 yards. Who else? Number 22.
Three more, man. Three more. Believe. One day at a time. Practice, execution. So it becomes game reality. I feel like we do that every week, man. Believe. Stay focused. Stay locked in. Everything we need, bro.
That's it.
The football, by the way, looks like a peanut in that man's hands. That belief will get tested, though, on the road this coming Sunday night in Buffalo. Snowy Buffalo, perhaps, with a 40% chance, a high of 21 and a low of 10. Game time will be 6:30 p.m. on Sunday night. And a sidebar on the Ravens' win, Baltimore ran on 50 of their 72 plays against the Steelers' defense that was primed to stop the run. But they couldn't. The last, the 13-play drive for that was 85 yards was all running plays for Baltimore in that game. Meanwhile, last night in Tampa, the Commanders' magical mystery tour continued in an unorthodox fashion.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight. The Washington Commanders on the end line, and it is in! They fight their way to the divisional round! Unbelievable!
The doink for the division, Mike Tirico with the call on NBC, and Jaden Daniels did it again. It was DC's sixth straight win after three losses in a row, the last five by 6 points or less, as the Commanders win their first playoff game since 2006, 23-20 over the Bucks. Here's the playoff picture for next week. Saturday it starts, 4:30 p.m. Texans at Chiefs, 8 o'clock, the Commanders go to Detroit, take on the Lions. Sunday, 3 p.m., the Vikings-Rams winner from tonight will go to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, and then 6:30 on Sunday night, the Ravens will be at the Bills. That was quite a scene in College Park on Friday night, by the way, the Maryland-UCLA game I'm talking about. Bruins head coach Mick Cronin tossed in the second half after telling referee Jeff Anderson how crappy, my word, not his, of a job he was doing. Here's Cronin in the postgame on what he said to Anderson, cleaned up version, of course.
We're trying. We just turned the ball over. You got no chance to turn the ball over the way we did tonight. In defense of my guys, I didn't think we were given any chance to win in the second half. I let Jeff Anderson know. I hit the showers.
He was tossed with about 8:30 to go. Maryland beats UCLA 79-61 behind a career-high 27 points from point guard Jacoby Gillespie. The Terps host Minnesota tonight at 6:30. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a Super Bowl champion son delivers a knockout blow.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Quite a scene in the National Lacrosse League over the weekend. They put together an NHL-style brawl. They do it every once in a while, but Friday night, the two players who dropped the gloves, this was massive. Toronto Rock defender Elijah Gash, who happens to be the son of Ravens Super Bowl champion Sam Gash. He was the fullback on the 2000 team, went punch for punch with the Buffalo Bandits defender Zach Belter. Can you believe a better name for a fight than Zach Belter? Listen to this audio, the fight during the NLL game between Toronto and Buffalo.
Now Thomas Whitty heads up off the bench. Big hit. And now Belter goes right at Elijah Gash, and we got a tilt. Gash and Belter throwing haymakers. Gash gets his helmet off. Belter goes with him. They're dropping the gear. Here we go. Gash with a heavy right and an extra right.
You've got to see the video. It's unbelievable. Gash and Belter going at it in front of the goal. And the knockout goes to Sam Gash's son, Elijah Gash. He knocked him down. Yes, it was quite
sorry.
Google
inappropriate.
It. Google it, Bruce. You'll, so I know. It's inappropriate. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. I think I'm out of here, Bruce.
I think you are. Thank you again for the latte. We'll see you bright and early.
Gash and Belter.
Gash and Belter. Talk Radio 680 WCC. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:39. All right. I have to play this because Joe Biden, who's almost gone, remember he used to be president for a while? I wonder what happened to the guy. Well, he was sitting with Kamala Harris, I believe this is on Friday, talking about what's going on in California. You know, the massive fires that are going on in California. Here's the prez.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Indeed.
You fire away. Really? Could you not have chosen a different phrase to use? Just saying. And then he was asked by a reporter, Mr. President, once you leave office, are you going to follow the George W. Bush model and basically be out of sight, out of mind? Or are you going to be basically that annoying twit who sits around the sidelines and carps all the time, a la Bill Clinton or Barack Obama? Here's how it went.
What kind of role will you have post-presidency, sir? Do you plan to speak out after you leave Washington, or are you going to follow kind of more of the Bush model where you're kind of out of sight, out of mind?
I'm not going to be out of sight or out of mind.
Really? That's presuming you have a mind
to work with, sir. With all due respect, it doesn't seem to me that that's actually all that likely that is going to happen. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Josh Hawley says Biden is, after all, on the way out.
This is the last gasp of the dying liberalism, and these are their pinups, their poster children. I mean, Liz Cheney, that's who they want to go out the door with. George Soros, their financier. Listen, Biden has been trying to sabotage the country for the last 4 years, opening our borders, shutting down our oil and natural gas, taking away gas stoves. So, of course, he's doing this on the way out. The good news is that help is on the way.
Yeah, help is on the way. 1 week from now, it all starts. A brand new direction for this country. Hawley says, in his view, this is as a U.S. senator, in his view, there are a couple things that really have to start happening 1 week from today.
We need to open up our energy production. We need to shut down our border. We need to get this country strong again. Congress can do it, and it's time to get after it.
Yeah, it is time to get after it. That's Senator Josh Hawley. And I think that he's probably right in his estimation. I think it is time to get after it. The question is, how quickly will they get after it? Rand Paul actually has some interesting thing to say about how quickly some of the nominees will actually be confirmed. He's hoping a good number of them, particularly the major ones, confirmed very, very quickly. We'll see if that plays out in that way. This email in from Eddie. He says, Bruce, I wouldn't be surprised if we begin seeing 9/11 operators in blue states calling, asking callers their ethnicity, gender, and political affiliation so that the operator can determine which emergency response team, if any, they can send that best matches your qualities. Take this a step further and expect in judicial settings that judges make rulings based on your political affiliation. Oops, I forgot. Some judges are already operating that way. Ask Donald Trump. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, JFX. Looks a little better now. The pace is better after Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, so we're making progress there. 895 is also improving. Broken down vehicle after O'Donnell Street and around the 95 bridge is gone. That backup is starting to ease. 95, a little heavy yet, going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The off-ramp from 95 to Russell Street because of that backup is slow. It's just that very long ramp that eventually takes you down to the BW Parkway. It's slow there, and the 95 will be a little busy from that point headed out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Late slowing on the Beltway, not too bad at Hartford Road, but the inner loop at Greenspring is still backed up. We're still 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side, and in the western part of the city, be careful there with the wreck at North Avenue at Hilton Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunny today and high around 45 degrees. Overnight temps back down to between 22 and 25 for tomorrow. Sunny and a high about 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM right now. Temperatures are mostly in the 20s. Edgewater has 18. Dundalk has 25 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time right now for good news.
I need some good news.
This is just a fascinating story out of science. It turns out that scientists have now developed a biodegradable smart textile, which they say is going to be a big leap forward for eco-friendly wearable technology. As to whether or not your wardrobe will simply fall off of you as it decomposes is another question, but I suppose that's some good news. And a man actually recreated the scene from The Wedding Singer and proposed to his fiancée mid-flight. And again, that is sweet. That's just a nice little piece of good news. Our good news story for the day on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. Lisa Booth is a political commentator, and I forget for whom she writes. She also shows up on Fox News some. And she says, taking a look at the administration almost behind us now, it has been fail after fail after fail after fail.
He said that it was a battle
for the nation, a battle for the soul of the nation. And then since then, over the past 4 years, he's corrupted that soul. He's weaponized the government against political opponents, Donald Trump, as well as these pro-life Catholics. He has forced our military heroes out of their positions over an experimental vaccine. He has encouraged the mutilation of children's bodies in the name of transgenderism, encouraged abortions. He gave this blanket and corrupt pardon to his son Hunter, dating back to 2014 when he joined the Burisma holdings.
Yeah, over and over again. Area after area after area, Lisa Wu says Biden has been an absolute failure. Beyond that, she says she suspects that history will not be particularly kind to this president.
He told us he wasn't going to pardon him when, of course, he was going to, and then lied about his knowledge of his son's business dealings. So I think he's going to go down as a failed president for a litany of policy failures, but also as a liar and corrupt.
Yeah, liar and corrupt. I think that is going to be the legacy. In the same way we take a look at the Grant administration, we can at least acknowledge that Grant was a really good general during the Civil War, but his administration was incompetent and corrupt. And I think the same thing will be said about the Biden administration 100 years down the road from now. This is a fascinating story. Matt Vespa has it at townhall.com, by the way. It goes beyond the unearthed promises of Mayor Karen Bass out in L.A., who has been caught in intense criticism regarding the still raging fires in her county. It's been a hellacious week, multiple fires burning and inflicting damages that'll make this the costliest wildfire in U.S. history. Bass was in Ghana when the fires broke out. She also said she'd never travel abroad, which has placed her in a pretty awful position optically, but of course it gets worse. Months ago, Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley drafted a memo about the lack of personnel and how she needed more manpower. The fire department, in her estimation, was grossly undermanned, and the mayor's office appears to have scrubbed the memo. Memo was sent in November. Chief Crowley added the numerous areas where training benchmarks were deficient. She said the city needs more men. But, of course, Chief Crowley was at fault for prioritizing woke DEI stuff. She seems to have a grasp of the troubles plaguing her department about filling the ranks with firefighters instead of bean counting, according to the diversity checklist. In this field, nobody cares if the firefighter who saves one in one's home is gay or black, trans. I don't care. Just save me. Residents want people who will fight fires, no matter who they may be. Now, this is actually from the Washington Free Beacon. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley warned city officials that her department had about half as many firefighters as it needed. At the same time, you have the mayor, Bass, proposing even further cuts to the funding of the fire department. They already cut $17 million. She wanted to cut it even further. Crowley's memo included the following. In many ways, the current staffing, deployment model, and size of the LAFD have not changed since the 1960s. She said the spike in emergency calls and a shortage of fire stations had led to longer response times. In 2022, she said 61% of the department's firefighters failed to meet the 4-minute first response time. And the size of the LAFD made it impossible for them to do so. The National Fire Protection Association, meanwhile, recommends that cities like L.A. employ some 1.5 to 1.8 firefighters per 1,000 residents, right? So if your town has, 10,000 residents, you should have between 15 and 18 firefighters. That's if I'm doing the math correctly. In L.A., it's less than that. They only staff 0.91 firefighters per 1,000 people. Again, cities like L.A., according to the National Fire Protection Association, should have twice that. There should be a 1.8 firefighters per 1,000. L.A. is at 0.9 firefighters per 1,000. But you know what? At least they're taking care of the homeless problem. This is where the idiocy truly comes in. 2 months later, of course, wildfires have erupted all across L.A. Since last week, more than 37,000 acres, more than 12,000 structures have burned. 16 people have died.
More than 150,000 are under evacuation orders, and that keeps climbing. Crowley's memo disappeared from the city website. How curious. It was scrubbed. New York Times referenced the memo in a Thursday piece, but did not link to it. Memo was available online then, at that moment. However, it just disappeared. Gosh, what a coincidence. I'm sure there's nothing nefarious there. Of course, now if you try to go to the link, you get that 404 exclamation mark. We're sorry, the page you requested was not found. And that's a Google search preview. Includes Crowley's quote of the inadequate, quote, size of the LAFD. So that's what you have. You have the fire chief saying to the mayor, you're screwing us and you're putting the citizens of this city at risk. And the mayor says, basically, talk to the hand. 851, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden in Owings Mills, making it right.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Aren't you glad that America's back? Are you glad that you're going to be able to listen to the national anthem and watch those stealth fighters fly over the stadium and weep with pride? Aren't you glad? If you're not down with this, get the hell out of the way. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, and if you've been down with all of this nonsense the last 4 years, go to your room, think about what you've done, and shut the hell up until Dad gets home on January the 20th.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listener points out, by the way, I should really refer to it as 911, not 911. Well, first of all, there's a confusion there because I realized that, and my mistake. 911 typically now is used to refer to what happened on 911. They also says that, of course, graduates from public schools will not be able to find the 11 on the phone. Fair enough. It's 911. So guess what you're looking for? It's 853.
It's true.
It's true.
Call me. Where's the 11?
Where's the 11?
Aren't you 19 years old? Yes, I am.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
Unbelievable. The Outer Loop West Side, looking at it here at 795, still there, and it's going to be there for a while. It's moving very slowly as it's working away south from Liberty Road down through Route 40. And I'm just going to look at the camera here at Route 40. And it does get better once we cross there and then down the hill towards 95. The Parkville side wasn't too bad. The Inner Loop at Greenspring still has a little bit of a slowdown as you're passing Greenspring over to the JFX, and then that will clear out. JFX did finally start to settle down for the traffic going south from the city-county line. Now, we had that broken-down vehicle for a while on 895 after O'Donnell Street. That's still recovering, so anybody south from Pulaski Highway, heads up. And 95, you're going to have a slow pocket there from right around O'Donnell Street and then going south, getting better through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll check back with you again tomorrow morning. Sunny today and high around 45 degrees. Mom, where's the 11 on the phone? Overnight temps in the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow should be sunny and a high 34 degrees. Right now, Ellicott City has 18 degrees. Aberdeen has 25. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up right after the top of the news, top of the hour, Kim Klasick live. I just found out, by the way, she and Kevin Costner are your close, your buddies, best friends.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Best friends. You spent the entire weekend with them. That's what I hear.
Yeah. I wish. Oh, my gosh. I would have them on the show. No, but I did watch a bunch of Kevin Costner movies this weekend. You know what? I also watched Kiss the Girls. Did you see that?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. It's based on this story about these girls that were trapped and these guys. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, but you should probably check it out. It's a little bit older, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some of us are, actually.
Mystery, drama, horror.
Well, it's horror, and I'm not big on horror. You had me until horror.
Too much, not too gory.
Yeah, well, whenever they say, quick, let's hide behind the barn, that's where the bad guy is. You know?
That's kind of what happened in that movie.
What do you got coming up?
Relaxing weekend. Thank you. So we are going to, of course, talk about what's been going on locally as far as the stabbings over the weekend near Towson University. That's the big question of the day. Are people treating Towson more like Baltimore City and not going out to the festivities in the area? Because the more and more I talk to people, the more and more they say they don't like hanging out in Towson like they used to. I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. It used to be that when the kids were young, really young, and obviously that's some time ago now, but I would take them to Towson Town Center. And while all the other parents are out there with the kids in strollers, walk. I want you tired out.
Yeah.
You know, I want you asleep by the time we get to the car.
Right.
But not now. Nope. Sorry. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Different. It's totally different. Yeah. So that's the question today. I'm going to ask the audience to weigh in on that. And hopefully some of the policymakers, county councilmen, hopefully they're listening.
Yeah.
Also, the latest with the Los Angeles fires, we'll get into that. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Congressman John McGuire out of Virginia's 5th District.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. He took the seat from Representative Bob Good.
Right.
And Bob Good made this interesting post when they were voting for Speaker Johnson. He said, Speaker Johnson doesn't have my vote. Well, guy, you didn't win your last election. So it made a lot of people very confused. But John's going to join us around 10, former Navy SEAL, really all-around good guy. He's going to tell us what they're working on this week on Capitol Hill.
Very cool. That and a whole lot more. And frankly, she'll be doing an hour of recreation of Kevin Costner's best scenes in a number of movies.
Yes, sure. I can do that. You know, yes.
What was that old? He was in the movie shot in D.C. long, long time ago, where he played like he was a military guy and played. He was actually a bad guy.
Okay.
And I can't remember the name of the movie.
I was
in it as a tiny bit part. I have no idea what the name of the movie was.
Okay, so you were an extra.
No, actually, I was recognized at the various categories.
Now we're going to check this out, Bruce.
But I'm not sure it even shows up. But my car was also in it. That was the big thing for me.
Oh, nice.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I got to drive precision driving.
Okay.
Which from my part of precision driving is drive exactly 35 miles per hour, keeping exactly this distance between you and the car in front of you. And then the real life driver will come zooming in and out. And what they do is, you're only going 35, but they shoot it with the camera way, way low, which gives the appearance you're going like 70 or 80 miles an hour. And then, the stunt driver would actually drive right down the Whitehurst Freeway, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I thought that was pretty fascinating. The rest of the stuff, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But doing something new, that was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, that does not sound easy at all.
Well, for me, it was. You know, I mean, you drive 35 miles an hour. How hard is that?
For me, very hard. It's extremely hard. I have tickets to prove it.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks, Bruce.
I'm beginning to kind of get the context here. Thanks, Kim. Newt Gingrich, I had a couple of pithy comments to make about our current sitting president and, of course, what's going on in California. Newt says that what's going on in California is a perfect display of Democrat politics. They're corrupt.
The politicians in California range between radically stupid and corrupt and are controlled by the unions and the bureaucrats. I think this is a pretty straightforward situation. We'll never see a clearer example of the total incompetence and destructiveness of left-wing government than we are seeing in the fires in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and he says to the rest of the citizens of the U.S., we should not have to subsidize what the Democrats have screwed up on California. You should not be asking some farmer in Iowa, open up your checkbook, because these people couldn't actually take care of themselves. They hired people in their government that screwed them. We should not have to subsidize that. Interesting point of view. More from him coming up tomorrow, by the way, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Marty, you have it right. The movie is called No Way Out. All right, Kevin Costner movie from a long, long time ago. That's it for us for this day, folks. The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...